Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Randy, off the internet.
No! No, come on! Leave me alone! But Sharon, I got stuff to do! I gotta see my credit rating, and I gotta send an email to Nelson and check out Foley's vacation photos!
You don't have to do all that now. You can do one more thing, and then it's bedtime.
One more thing?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Whoever this person is, he has played World of Warcraft nearly every hour of every day for the past year and a half. Gentlemen, we are dealing with someone here who has absolutely no life.
Paul Perillo.
Mom, tell them. Tell them I'm not fat, I'm just big bone. Tell them all the stories about how everyone in your family was big as a child and then groomed their bodies.
Oh, sweetie, those were all lies. You're just fat.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm a pretty bad kid.
Really? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I stole the head off a statue once.
Andy Hart.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore. That's like this one time when I didn't like a kid, so I ground his parents up into chili and fed it to him.
Eric Scalavino.
I'm not going to be confused anymore just because you say I should be. My name is Bert. I'm 8 years old, I'm blood type O, and I'm bi-curious.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
What?
You've been on your computer all weekend. Shouldn't you go out and socialize with your friends?
I am socializing, Arthard. I'm logged on to an MMORPG with people from all over the world and getting XP with my party using TeamSpeak.
I'm not an Arthard.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday, and Paul and Andy are here. I'm here. Kevin's in the booth. And we're going to be here until 2 o'clock, as we do every Thursday, Tuesday, and Wednesday throughout the season, talking Patriots, your only place to get real Patriots talk. And I emphasize the word real Patriots talk. Unbiased Patriots talk.
I was just listening. That's why I wasn't joining you in the show. Brandon Spikes spoke today for the first time.
Okay.
Since the incident.
Oh,
And I just wanted to make sure, definitely was embarrassed by it, the videotape that came out on the internet.
Right.
Definitely was embarrassed by it, but we've addressed that and moved on. Okay. He also spoke for, 2.5 minutes, because he has not spoken since that broke, has turned down the media for some reason today. The PR department got him. I actually thought, that story has passed in my mind. The most interesting aspect was Eric Scalavino asked him, a lot of rookies talk about the speed change in the NFL.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Nah, not at all. So make with that of what you will, but he said he has not noticed the speed of the game changed coming to the NFL.
I'm wondering, before we just poo-poo that and the guy is
I'm not paying attention, but I like guys that are honest. Yeah, I think it's easy to just say, it's a faster game.
Yeah.
Everybody's good out there or something. That's what I'm wondering, 99% of the people say.
Because we're told that this guy has incredible instincts.
Right.
So I'm wondering if that, maybe his instincts slows the game down for him, and maybe truly in his mind he doesn't think it's as fast.
Now, Paul has a different take on it.
I'm sure.
It wasn't anything negative.
That everyone else has lied up until now.
No, not at all. I think that as a guy that has not necessarily relied on speed throughout his career, maybe it's not quite as noticeable. It kind of goes in line with what you just said.
Kind of like what I'm saying. Lose,
goes in line with what you just said.
I just think it's interesting that Gerard Mayo, who was a speed-based guy, a 4-5 whatever linebacker, talked for a long time about the speed of the game and the recognition and being able to just play and not think and all that. And this guy 3 weeks in is saying, nah, I haven't noticed it.
Well, I'm with Paul. I mean, for Mayo, where he was always faster, now everyone's as fast.
Right.
You notice that. Whereas Spikes, he wasn't always faster.
It's upstairs instead of down, the success,
So
which is interesting.
It is.
He also was asked about the problems with the tight ends, and he's obviously a factor in that. And he admitted, I just lost Dustin Keller a couple times. And he said, for him, the biggest thing is the run-pass thing. You get caught up thinking it's run, and by the time you react, uh-oh, where'd Dustin Keller go?
Yeah.
And he, that was he a flat problem. Out said, I lost him a couple times.
Yeah, that was a problem a couple times.
Hey, Kevin.
He doesn't get very deep in his
We're getting
drops.
A lot of emails that it sounds like the mics are off and that people can hardly hear us. So I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 emails.
6. Make that 7. 7 wow. emails. Count.
We just started.
But yes, that's the news of the day. Brandon Spikes, rookie linebacker, made his first media
Other than
circle.
That, not a whole lot going on in that locker room. It was a little bit of a late flurry. Talked to Devin McCourty, who hasn't really talked a whole lot. And Brandon Spikes came in very, very late in the locker room period. Prior to that, Wes Welker held court, and that was it. Guys like Myron Pryor were turning people away. That's how quiet it was in the locker room.
Do you think that there's a circle the wagon type thing going on this week?
I think there were meetings because a bunch of guys came in very late, right as we were getting escorted out. A bunch of the receivers came in. Some different guys came in. I think there were some guys getting treatment early, and I think Welker may have been one of them. And then all of a sudden late, a big flurry of running backs and receivers. I think it may have been some sort of offensive meetings or something. Or maybe you're right, Fred. Maybe
Welker's
they just decided to eat.
Not involved with those anymore.
Well, I was wondering maybe the treatment maybe have taken precedent. I don't know.
Okay.
It looked like he was going back and forth to the
The top. Sound is good now.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Sound is good now.
We'll correct that.
We had more than that. We had a flurry.
We'll correct that.
Yeah.
So he just wanted to maintain his streak. Wes Welker's caught a pass in 63 straight games of the Patriots.
If anyone missed it.
Steve has sucked to start a show for 63 straight shows.
I think it's worth...
Brandon Spikes spoke today, and it's really the first time we've heard from him since the regular season started. You know, obviously the incident with him and that tape that was online, that video, I should say.
What I thought we didn't know about that.
And
chat roulette.
No, I'm referencing the phone call we got when you said, "Nope, gotta go."
At the time, I didn't.
You don't run away. Step up to the mic, Mr. Doc.
What's going on here?
So I go home yesterday and I pick up my mail, and you know I'm a AAA member, and they send you a monthly newsletter.
Are you going to talk about my bald head?
No, I'm going to talk about the story. I wish I had the quotes in front of me. Laughable. There's an interview with Jason Dvorkin in this month's AAA newsletter, taking us behind the scenes at Gillette Stadium. So now we all know that on game days he arrives by 5 a.m. to make sure everything's perfect. And you know, it's the instant gratification when you do something and the crowd erupts. Yeah, let me know when that happens, when you do something. I haven't seen it or heard it yet. You fraud.
Wow.
What an embarrassing interview that was.
Wow.
Wow.
What, AAA? That goes out to millions of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's probably New England. AAA New England, I'm sure.
Yeah, Southern New England.
Southern New England. Inside 495.
128.
People whose last name ends in T. Hart made it. Woo! I meant to bring it and highlight some of the ridiculous things you said.
How did that come about?
Jeffco set it up. I did this month. Mike Titus is doing a month, and Mary Ruth is doing a month. They're doing a behind-the-scenes thing with all of us.
Now, will they lie like you lied?
I didn't lie.
Stretch the truth?
No.
Fib a little?
No.
What time do you leave?
Well, what time did you make your staff show up on
six?
That's 7.
6 a.m.
No, seven. They start rolling in
they
around
come in
7.
At 7.
We go over the time
Kevin
script.
Comes in at 6:30.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm told.
I like the days for a 1 o'clock game.
I liked all the things about
and
how
what
you
time
know
do
you
leave?
Did something well when
what
they
time
erupt.
Do you go home?
The last game, I think we were out here at 6:45. I mean, I don't do overnights like you guys. You guys have it far worse
wondering.
On game day than I do.
I'm just wondering.
I roll into the office around 5 a.m. I believe that was the quote.
I certainly don't roll
for a 1 o'clock game. I'm usually here at about 5.
I certainly don't roll
case.
Into the office at 5 a.m., so maybe I don't have it as bad as you. I didn't realize it was that tough. Now, Fred just sleeps here on game night. He stays over on Saturday.
Well, you have to now, or you don't get a parking spot.
Is this available online?
Good point.
I really want to read it.
I've had to make my own the last 2 weeks.
Could you, Kev, print it out, and we'll rip specifically some of the things he said? You'll enjoy this.
Why, you can't rip it when I'm standing here?
Well, if you want to stay, sure.
I'll take the abuse.
Okay.
Why don't you get us some Diet Pepsis?
All right. Web
or do you
ready?
Have to come in at 5 a.m. to get that?
WebRadio at Patriots.com is
the director
email address.
Of in-game entertainment. Didn't know there was any.
At Patriots.com. The email address. The
ace. Freddie, why are you all dolled up today? What do you got going?
I got a chair. I'm filling a seat at a charity dinner.
Oh, you're filling a seat? Like Kramer?
Yeah.
Two?
I'm a seat filler.
Are you going to take the Tony away from Raquel Welch?
Sure. 508-543-7482 is the phone number on the ace ticket hotline. So there you go. That's the info you need. Email.
So it's a quiet day here at Gillette Stadium today, I would say, with the big news, or the overwhelming news, which really wasn't huge, was just the fact that Brandon Spikes.
Spikes speaks.
But didn't say much.
It's okay.
Which I don't think he had to. I just thought he could have not said much
but thus,
a month ago.
Discrediting the rule about rookies not talking.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the rookies talk.
Yeah.
Only Jermaine Cunningham goes by that rule.
Rob Gronkowski has spoken pretty much every time anybody's... Aaron Hernandez has spoken frequently.
Jermaine Cunningham's the one guy who says, I'm a
there's
rookie.
There's no rule
talk.
About rookie. I mean, Devin McCourty spoke today. There's no rule that prohibits the rookies from speaking.
Just Jermaine Cunningham. Well, for a while it was just the Gators, but we knew why Spikes wasn't really looking forward to talking.
Right. Wow. Well. What do you got there, Andy?
Go ahead. This abuse. Is from Horizons, Patriots Part 1. Julia Pennington, isn't she the Attleboro Sun Chronicle?
She was.
She isn't?
Not anymore.
She works for Horizons?
Yeah.
It's a full-time gig? How do you get it?
I got to say, the picture isn't exactly flattering here.
No, the picture makes me look balder than Paul.
And that goofy smile just
it
needs
like
to go.
It looks like a mad scientist.
A poop-eating grin. Where is this? You go about your business. I'll find a good quote, Fred.
All right.
Page 2.
Webradio at patriots.com
is
the email address. 508-543-7482 is the phone number on the Ace Ticket hotline. So
This one.
What's the best part of your job? The instant gratification that I get. I make a decision and I know right away that it was the right decision or the wrong decision based on what the crowd does.
Which
the
is
follow
true.
Up. More right than wrong. Most of the time, yes. Oh. Are you kidding me? It's the worst crowd in the NFL and you're the director of in-game entertainment.
Most of the time.
Silence. Stunned silence.
It works.
True.
Of the time that I've been in the big chair, I've made more right decisions than wrong ones.
What are those? Give me an example.
When to play a certain song, what fan prompt to use at a certain time, bringing in drum beats and different things and keeping us within the rules.
So you're saying that when the Patriots score a touchdown, people cheer. You're taking credit for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I was pretty sure that the crowd has been ripped lately.
The crowd's always been ripped.
But isn't it your job to make them not get ripped? To somehow entice them to cheer at the right time.
The crowd looked like they were reacting when they saw Brandon Merriweather on the board and Tully Bantha-Kane, and then...
Are we going to get starters to do that at any point?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Ah, I'm a backup! Yay, cheer!
Well, tell people what you're talking about.
We didn't.
People don't know what you're talking about.
We have, we recorded the players, saying messages to entice the crowd to cheer. And
picture Kevin Garnett when they did it originally at the Garden.
Now, used to not be allowed to do that, right?
Well, we used to not be allowed to entice the crowd to cheer.
Right.
And that rule was released or done away with this year, and they brought back noise meters and different things to get the crowd excited. And from the commissioner direct to all of us at a meeting we had, he said he hates bringing people into a building and telling them not to cheer. So they were... Football ops agreed to do away with the rule to allow us to run video to entice the crowd up until 15 seconds on the play clock.
Right. Wow.
But we still have to stop playing music, and any kind of club-controlled audio, as the rule calls it, as soon as the play clock starts.
So in other words, the Colts still aren't allowed to pipe in. So.
Correct.
Right. Still against the rules. All right, well, that's good.
What's the difference between the sound you look for in the anthem for a Revs game versus a Patriots game?
That one she kind of misquoted me on.
Oh, wow. Misquoted.
But you do look for a big voice that's going to get a good reaction from the crowd when it was done.
What's the typical game day like for you? If it's a 1 o'clock game, I'm probably pulling into the office about 5 in the morning, fine-tuning the game script.
Also true.
Yeah, you're a loser.
You're just jealous. Nobody wants to write about you.
I know.
No, I would not.
He is. It's an ego thing.
It is.
I mean, he gets his TV time once a week.
Because I have to lie.
He's on 98.5 and...
I mean, if I'm just going to lie and say, you know, we have 2 million subscribers, so we're really rolling along, and it's the instant gratification I get when they get their paper on time every Tuesday. Everything I just said was a lie, just like everything you said, and there was a lie.
Whatever.
All right, thanks, Doc. So this is a big game coming up on Monday night, and I'm getting the sense Patriots fans, maybe not the ones on this show, but in general, are resigned to the fact that the Patriots don't have much of a chance. And I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I think that's
probably
accurate.
I think it's week 4, and we already know all the teams and who they are. And
but don't you think there's a lot of factors at play, one of which is just Miami's been a tough place, regardless for this team, when you're good, not good. Brady has had some stinkers.
There's a difference between it's going to be tough to there's no way they're going to win.
No, but my point is, even if you were playing somewhat well, I think people would say it's Miami. It's always tough there.
Yeah, but you
well,
don't
now you lay
up.
A stinker against
you don't
Ryan
give up.
Fitzpatrick and the Bills, and people say, combine that with the fact that you always
right.
have struggles in Miami, and people go, no chance.
But are any of those things reasons to give up on your team?
No.
No.
And I don't know. I don't think anybody's given up as much as they've kind of resigned themselves to reality.
Reality is that each game is going to be a dogfight.
Well, reality is, aside from two quarters, as Paul Perl pointed out, you can throw the ball at will against the New England Patriots. And Chad Henne has a new receiver who just caught 10 for 160. Chad Henne did it to you when he completed, what did he throw, like 50 passes last year? 29 of 50 or 30 of 50 or something? I mean, yeah. He's proven it in the past, and he's got more weapons now. Reality is, people are worried.
I don't blame them for being worried.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that I'm sensing...
They're going to watch, Fred. They'll have their TV tuned to ESPN Monday night and watch.
I'm sensing that people really expect a loss.
So how is that different from you getting yourself mentally ready to lose in New York? They're mentally ready to lose in Miami.
I just don't think...
You lose in Miami sometimes.
I just don't think as a fan you go into a game expecting to lose. You have that hope. You have, you know...
I think
well, everybody has
hope.
The hope.
I don't know.
They're not hopeful.
What
I think
saying,
that people aren't hopeful that they can
yeah.
win. You think people think they cannot win.
Right.
I completely disagree with you.
That's what I said. That's the sense I'm getting is that people are just resigned to the fact that they're going to lose.
As I often do with you on these, you know, sort of taking the temperature of the public, I disagree with you on this one because I think
they're in the middle.
I think people feel like Miami will win the game, but that doesn't mean that they don't feel like the Patriots can win. I think the Patriots are able to win any game they play with that offense.
Well, that's what I feel.
They're
like.
Just not raping and pillaging anymore.
Right. Yeah. It used
but
to
that's
be
okay.
It
very
used to be. It didn't matter
do.
About the other team.
Right.
What you know, very few teams do rape and pillage.
That's
every
why
weekend.
I personally feel better about this team now than I did a little while ago because I said to Paul, all these teams that we thought were really tough games this stretch that's coming up, to me, they all look worse than they did. Well, maybe not Pittsburgh, but most of them look worse than they did when we were talking about them in August. You know, the Vikings and the Ravens, they don't look as dominant and scary to me as they did in the preseason when you were just going over depth charts and additions and
right,
that.
Right.
So to me, that should give you a little bit of hope.
Yeah. But I think even as teams are now, they won't be in December. Teams are going to get, some are going to get worse, some are going to get better.
And that's why the big question with this team is what Paul and I argued on our TV show. Can the defense be better? Will it be better?
Yeah. Yeah.
We know it can be. It, you know. There's a lot of room for growth there, but will it be? And why would you think that?
Why would I think that?
Well, just in general, why would you think it's going to be better? What leads you in that direction? Is it simply, well, they're young. They should be better after 10 games than after 3? Because to me, that's kind of blind hope. I'd rather point to...
Because now they're young and talented.
Well,
we
Patrick
don't know.
Chung, okay, I like how he's flying around. Okay, Patrick Chung, I think will be better.
I think he might be, don't you?
I do. But I'm saying if you had 4 or 5 of those that you lumped together and said, these 5 guys I think will be significantly better in December, that's different than just saying, well, they're young, they should be better.
Yeah. I agree.
But I think Spikes should be better or could be better.
But because he's young or because you've seen things that lead you to believe?
We've all seen things that lead us to believe that.
I think he's been fine. I haven't seen a lot.
You know.
I've liked his style
of play. I'm not just talking about in the games, but training camp and preseason.
Oh, okay. I kind of like him.
Yeah. I mean,
Paul's silence, deafening with his silence over here.
Well, you think he's just going to be another nice player?
Andy and I were talking about him and Mayo. I kind of put him in a very similar category. Maybe if you could combine the two, you'd be great because you'd have a fast, athletic guy with great instincts.
So, in your mind, unless a guy comes into the league and immediately...
What did I say? What was wrong about that?
It's just funny. Unless a guy comes
no matter what I say, I get
unless a guy
of.
Comes into the league and immediately makes a big impact, he has no upside.
All right, Andy. That's what I said.
What did I do?
Well, I don't
the
know.
Exaggeration to the point
I don't
of,
know how you're coming to your conclusion so soon.
I still haven't given up on Darius Butler. Was that too quick to not give up on him? I'm sorry. He's been... You know, I'm one of the few that actually think that he has some ability.
But you
was I too quick on that?
You don't think Spikes can improve?
Of course he can improve.
Okay, that's what we're talking about.
No, I don't think he's going to be a star.
For specifics.
You don't think he's going to be a star?
I don't think he's going to be a standout.
I want you to base your improvement projection on something, not just he's young and can improve.
Well, stuff we
sure,
saw
we
in
can
training
all improve.
Camp and stuff we
is
saw
Is Ron
in
Brace better today than he was last year?
Yes.
Okay. So he can improve. We all know that these guys can improve. Will the improvement get to a level that's going to make them a good defense?
How about Cunningham, the guy who won't
speak? That's
the
question.
Do we need... Brandon Spikes to become a Pro Bowl player for the defense to improve.
You need improvement to the point from all of those guys to be at a level that you want to be in the championship.
That was the big if going into the season, and we said there's so many guys that need to improve. That's the problem with this defense.
In my opinion, it's unrealistic to expect enough of them to hit that level that you have a good enough defense.
That's fair.
But I'm not closing the book on anybody, particularly on defense, because they're all way too young to do that. Way too young.
Okay.
Can't close the door. I don't close the door on Gerard Mayo.
I think a lot of people have.
No one has. See, that's where you're misreading
people
the
are closing the door on having a chance to win the Super Bowl in 2010. Because they don't perceive this defense as being championship caliber. So if you want to say they've closed the door, that's what they've closed the door on. I would probably put myself in that category.
I think that's kind of sad, too.
I don't know what's sad about
after 2-1 after three games.
What is sad about it?
That you've lost. You know, really, the whole thing is, you know, you want your team to have a chance to go all the way. And if you, after week three, said there's no chance of them doing that, that kind of takes the fun out of the season, doesn't it?
Why? You watched your team develop. You watch your players. You there's a lot of things.
Well,
that you,
a lot of
so,
heart.
So like
a lot of people like watching preseason games too. But you know,
another Andy Hart comment. I mean, what are you guys switching places today?
I still
that's
have,
the same thing.
I certainly
watching a young developing team.
I certainly
that,
still
that
have
may be a year or two away is the same thing as watching preseason football.
I certainly haven't given up on the hope that. Yeah, hey, they could get better, and
I would
never know.
And I would never criticize you for not giving up on that hope.
But I don't think a lot of people are with me.
But I don't understand why you have to.
I'm not even sure you were with me on Sunday.
Why do you have to call that sad?
I think it is sad.
People are assessing it the same way you're assessing it, and they're coming out with a different assessment.
So there's no place for realism when you're a fan.
Why is that?
But Fred is realism too. Fred believes that they're gonna, you know, in his mind that they're gonna. What's wrong with that?
I'm hoping. Why
should anybody take away his hope? I don't understand what's wrong with it.
No, but that's my question. He doesn't feel there's a place for realism with fans.
You can't
I'm not
do
talking
it.
About
you
guys,
can't do it
you guys,
if you don't think.
I'm not talking about you guys because you're not fans. But I'm talking about the real fans.
No, I'm not a fan yet. I get made fun of for having all these binkies and guys that I love. But I get made fun of for rooting
for. That's because you root for individuals.
Yes, right. You root for individuals. You're not you don't root for laundry.
That's true.
You'd be very happy at the end of the day if James Sanders had a pick, if Rob Gronkowski had a touchdown, throw another guy or two in there that you really like that had a couple of successful plays, and they lost 56-10. You'd be very happy at the end of the day.
I'd be very happy.
Fred and I wouldn't be.
Andy gives Paul a look.
I just don't understand why you say that's sad.
I don't
think it's sad that you think that way, even though you think opposite of what I think.
Again, I think for fans, I think we've become so spoiled that if we don't come out of the gate as the better team every week, that we lose hope. We get scared.
I don't know where the fear comes in.
We get
and
scared.
I don't understand why it has to be
I think a
so
lot of people just get they are too quick to give up.
So are you just talking about the
we're not, I don't know who's
giving
up.
We're not used to this. We're not used to having to hope that our team gets better because, you know, we're used to knowing that they're a certain level. But we don't know that this year.
But wait
year.
A minute. This is what I don't understand. You equate people looking at it saying, I don't think they have a championship caliber defense to people saying they can't win or can't even win the Super Bowl.
Well, not
I don't understand why
Super
you can't.
Bowl.
Why can't you go all the way and pull an upset or two
because,
on the way?
Because if what
who's given up hope on that?
Because Paul,
that's what see,
that's,
you're equating.
That's
this.
Not what I think people are saying.
I think
though.
That's exactly what people are doing. Instead of in the old days knowing, in 2004 and 2007 that you were going to be favored because you had the better team every week and you were confident in the team was going to be better than whoever played. Now teams know some weeks they're going to be favored, some weeks they're not.
And I think it
doesn't
think,
mean that you give up.
I think a lot of fans aren't comfortable with not knowing that the Patriots are going to be better on any given Sunday. They're not comfortable.
I just don't understand why that bothers you.
It does bother me.
That's the fact of the matter is some weeks they're going to be favored, some weeks they're not.
That has
changed.
I know that's the fact.
Right.
So I know that's the fact.
But why that bothers you that people know that it's changed, I don't understand.
But I think because of that, I think a lot of fans, they don't want to have that hope because they don't want to be let down.
Yeah, this is where you put things into people's minds that I don't really know where you get them from.
Look, maybe some of our emailers will write in and
I mean, everybody and their brother picked the Patriots to beat the Jets, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you couldn't find a guy that thought the Jets were going to win that game.
Unless you listen to this show.
So I don't understand where the fear of being let down. You know, 1 week.
But what
we've gotten that in 1 week.
Basing it on and what you think the signs of it are. I mean, are they going to stop showing up to games because they don't think the team's going to win the Super Bowl? I don't really understand.
That's my point. Why can't you go through the whole season and be just as excited about every game?
I agree
and
with
hope,
you.
And hope you win. That's what people are doing.
That's what I do.
But that's what people
everybody's
are doing.
Doing. I think a lot of people have.
So ratings have plummeted. Seats are empty.
No, as far as going out and saying, yeah, we have a chance to win the Super Bowl, I don't think people are willing to do that.
Well, they shouldn't.
I think they do have a chance. As good as any
They
team.
Have a chance, but...
As good as whose chance?
I mean, are the Jaguars saying, yeah, we got a chance? Or
what team is so dominant this year?
You None. Think that they've played at a level like these other teams that haven't been dominant so far this year?
Who are they? Kansas City Chiefs?
No.
They're 3-0, Paul.
You think they've played at the level the Colts have played?
I think if you look at that week one, yeah, absolutely. They've had games where they've...
Three weeks. Well, we have 3 games to go by. Do you think they've played at the level the Colts have played at in 3 games?
In all 3 weeks, no.
In any of the 3 weeks?
I think week one, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so you think that there's no team in football that's played better than the Patriots
in
the first 3 weeks?
I didn't say that.
So, Ben, I don't understand what the problem is. Other people are looking at it the same way that you are,
What I said is I don't think that there's any one team this year that's so dominant that you have to say, you know, no other team has a chance except them. You know,
aside from 2007, that has never been the case in the last 10 years. Where there was one team in football
that
the Patriots should have looked at.
Three or four teams that are elite teams, and everybody else is also.
And I would say that's the case right now. You don't.
And who are they? Pittsburgh.
I would say Pittsburgh right now is surprisingly to me established themselves as one of those. Indy certainly. New Orleans is still a team like that to me that I would have to say that looks better. Green Bay is a team that looks better to me. I think there's a handful of teams easily that have looked better than the Patriots have looked.
Absolutely, look better, but that's a lot different than being dominant.
As I said in the past, I have never in the last 10 years other than 07 had a team that I said, no way the Patriots can beat that team, they're dominant. Not once. And never have I looked at the Patriots and said, no way can other teams beat them, except for 07.
Except for 07. But I think a lot of...
And how did that turn out?
A lot of fans don't like this situation. You know, even though we have short-term memory, I think fans aren't comfortable being back in the pack.
Right. So now they have to like the fact that they're just one of the other teams.
I think they have to accept it.
You have so many rules about your fandom. I lose track of it.
I think you have to accept it and be ready for a dogfight every week. And don't get discouraged when things
don't... That's exactly what people are doing.
I don't think so, Paul.
You don't think that people are looking for
dogfights?
So
then why are they still showing up and watching and listening and reading? And I don't understand.
I think they're afraid. It's an attitude.
Sure. It's
so why are they
it's
going?
More comfortable
why go?
To be
why
favored
watch?
By 21 points every week. That's more comfortable. That's obvious. But it has in no way affected people's fanhood, what they're doing. I mean, you literally think they're going to stop watching and stop showing up.
That's
what
I said.
You have a
I
lot
said
of rules.
It's an attitude thing. It's you know, it's an attitude. Like I've said before many, many times, when I listen to Sirius NFL Network, and even when the Steelers are having a bad year and they don't get to the playoffs or when the Cowboys, you know, are screwing up, there's certain groups of fans, no matter how their team is doing or how disappointing, you know, their expectations were as opposed to where they actually are, those fans are still out there in front, you know, mouthing off. I think our fans shy away when they think that, you know, they're not going to be able to back up.
So you want to have just braggarts. Just spout off and always think that their team's the best. That's what you want? That's your rule for fandom?
I want...
You have so many rules. I lose track of them.
I want fans that never give up.
I don't think that people give up. I don't think people have given up on
Where
this season,
is the
sure.
sign of give up? I don't see it anywhere.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, every one of our listeners will tell me I'm crazy. This is just a sense I get. I'm telling you.
Well, I certainly don't think PFW in Progress has given up based on our emails every week.
I don't think any. There is not a single sign of fans giving up anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you've read some of the emails that.
To me, that's not giving up. Giving up is stop sending the email. Stop paying attention.
Exactly.
Your thing is decide on Sundays you're going hiking.
Yeah, that's abandoning. I'm talking about.
Yes, that's giving up. Abandoning is giving up.
Right. I'm talking about just, you know. But
like Red Sox fans, I think, gave up stopped watching and stopped really caring.
What I'm talking about
is giving up.
I agree.
I haven't seen that here.
What I'm talking about is, yeah, I'll watch, but I don't expect much. I'm not going to get my hopes up.
But
that's what I'm talking
like
about.
Like you in New York,
I don't really understand what's wrong with that.
You don't understand what's wrong with after week three?
Yes, I don't understand what right now. You can only go by the next game. Did anybody think? Was anybody afraid of the Buffalo game? Going into that game, had anybody given up? Anybody not watch that game because they were afraid? Or was anybody saying, yeah, I'll watch it, but I'm not sure what's going to happen? No, everybody thought the Patriots were going to win that game by 20 points, myself included.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where you're getting this mentality from.
I'm just...
Now they're playing a team on the road. They haven't won a game on the road against a team of substance in 2 years, and people think they're going to lose. What's wrong with that?
Emails that I'm reading and...
Yeah, see, this is what happens. They have a bad performance, and people write in and say they had a bad performance, and you take that as a sign it's giving up.
No, that's not what they're writing. They're writing in that, you know, there's no chance for this season. That's what they're saying.
And you take that as a sign that people aren't going to watch, aren't going to root, aren't hoping for the best.
That.
Yeah, you do. You have said that.
I said they'll watch, but, they haven't abandoned their team. They're going to stick by their team and watch and support, but they're not going to get their hopes up. You know, because they're afraid they're going to get disappointed. And I don't think there's anything wrong with
that. So basically exactly the same thing that you did going into the Jets game, which you said here on the air.
Yeah. Well, look, when everybody filled out their little sheet before the season and said, okay, win, loss, win, loss, I think most people said winning in the Meadowlands week two was probably a loss in the law. You know, if you thought they were going to be 10-6 or 11-5, those 5 or 6 losses have to come from somewhere. Probably
I had them splitting these two games, the Jets and Miami.
Okay, well, I probably.
But right now, I don't think they're going to split them.
Yeah, but
I guess that means I've given up.
But you thought they were going to be 10-6.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have to have 6 losses somewhere. So I don't think it's giving up hope to say that you think that they might lose in the Meadowlands.
And I don't think it's giving up hope that people think they're going to lose in Miami, a place that they've had a lot of trouble in.
I don't either, but that's not what I'm talking about, Paul.
But that is what you're saying. You're basing it off of comments that have come in this week.
I'm talking about now the season prognostication of what people expect, not just one single game.
Wait, is there anything wrong, just out of curiosity, and we can move on? Is there anything wrong with thinking they're going to go 10-6 and that they don't have a chance to make a dent in the playoffs, be a player in the playoffs?
If that's what you think.
But is that given up?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Then I guess I have given up.
I think it is. Because as we've seen...
Number 17 of Fred Kirsch fandom says you can't think the other team might be good too. Be better than you.
Rule number four, it's actually number four of Fred Kirsch fandom, is after week three when you're 2-1, you don't decide that your team has no chance in the playoffs.
Let's cut to the chase and tell me now what week we can think like that.
Probably 11.
All right, I'll wait till week 11 and we can reconvene.
So I should not have been thinking that in July.
No,
because I didn't think this
really
team had a chance
really
to win the Super Bowl. Did you pick the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl, by the way? So you didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl. You gave up when we wrote that in August.
No. There's a difference between that and still hoping that they will and thinking that they have a chance.
Well, all Patriots fans hope they win the Super Bowl.
I don't think a lot of people are, Paul.
You don't think Patriots fans are hoping that the team does well?
Now they're rooting against them?
No, I think a lot of fans don't think they have a chance.
That's not what I said.
That's what I said.
They're still
hoping. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not what you just said.
Who did you pick in the Super Bowl?
I think Baltimore.
Why didn't you pick the Patriots?
Because I think Baltimore's better this year, and I think they will.
So fans think other teams are better. Doesn't mean they don't hope that they're wrong. They just think they're better.
But I still think that what I'm saying is that I think regardless of who you think was going to win the Super Bowl, I think now a lot of fans have given up hope that the Patriots have a chance.
Belief or hope? You're confusing two words there, because I think all Patriots fans hope the team wins the Super Bowl.
Okay, belief.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you believe the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl?
Belief that they have a chance. I believe that they have a chance, absolutely.
Then you would have picked them to win the Super Bowl.
But you didn't heading into the season.
But I also believe the Ravens have a better chance.
No.
So if you believe there was a good chance Patriots are going to go to the Super Bowl, you would have put them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because that's what you do.
You didn't believe
they
had a chance to go to the Super Bowl before the season. So that was pretty sad that you lost hope before the season even started. You didn't wait till week 11. That's pretty sad.
You broke rule 4.
Now, I think people know what I'm talking about.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I'm pretty sure that they don't know what you're talking about. But anyway, we have a lot of Dolphin stuff we can talk about too, can't we?
What's going on? What do you got?
Well,
good.
Apparently that's a dolphin.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, all right. Flipper?
It's like dolphin porn.
I'd rather do something else than Flipper.
Let me throw something at you. You think there's a chance the Patriots match up Devin McCourty this week on Brandon Marshall?
No.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Why? Who thinks there is?
There's been some writing about how they did a little of that last week. I disagree with it.
Boy, we already killed one guy's confidence. We're going to go for another.
I don't think they did it last week. I don't think they put Brandon.
No, I'm talking about Butler. We lost one young corner. Let's lose the other.
I know, but do you think they put McCourty on Lee Evans last week? I think McCourty plays the left side.
That's what I saw.
Generally. Now, am I going to say that he never lined up one play on the right side? No, I'm not going to say that. Maybe he did. Maybe they had the two guys on both on the same side and they were both over. I don't know. I didn't study every formation, but I think as a rule, he's a left corner. He plays left corner, and whoever plays the other side, you know, Arrington was playing right corner last week.
Plus, I think with all the stuff that the Dolphins do,
they'll just put him in motion all over the place.
Yeah, there would be, it would not be good for the rest of the
season. So somebody's implying that they just might have him go one-on-one with Brandon Marshall? Really? Maybe on one or two plays if they blitz or something, but I can't see that being something going into the game that's your strategy.
I also don't think he's played that well that would give you confidence to do that.
Yeah. So, all right. That's interesting. What else you got, Paul?
Well, I also thought the Wildcat might be an interesting interesting wrinkle this week. In light of the fact that the Patriots had some trouble setting the edge a week ago with their outside linebackers, might the Dolphins sort of put the ball in Ronnie Brown's hands and see if they can get him or to hand the ball to Ricky Williams and get them maybe off the edge? You know what I'm talking about?
I'd be using the receiver.
Yeah, okay.
I guess they've done it with Brandon Marshall some. That's what I'd be looking to get because I think Jermaine Cunningham would literally crap his pants if that motion man was running full speed at him.
Well, how about Jake Long?
Ronnie Brown coming in like this to either take the ball. I think he would poop himself.
You put Long and Fasano on the same side and just line it up right at him.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that concern me. Sure. I hope you don't take this as to
breaking
rule number four I don't mean it that way.
If I was the Dolphins, I would definitely test the Patriots on the ground.
But I think they can test them any way they want. And this is not giving it, but I think they're pretty diverse. Marshall, Fasano, Brown, Williams, Henny. I think they can do so much with those guys, that core of players. And that doesn't even take into account Devin Bess, who's an annoying little gnat underneath, and some of the other things they can do. I think this is a huge test for the defense. But again, is that giving up hope? Because I don't want to give up hope. I'll get yelled at. Because I don't think it's a good matchup for this defense.
Not only I don't want to get yelled at, I don't want to give up hope. I really don't. I mean, I'm one of those guys, like in 1995, when they were like 6-8, I was like, oh, they can win the last two and sneak in at 8-8. I mean, it was apparent to everybody watching that they just didn't have it that year. But, you cling to hope as a fan. And I don't want to ever be able to go into a season or a game and say there's no hope at all. And I don't think a lot of Patriots fans do that.
Well, I think some have after 3 weeks. It's disturbing.
We need Craig from North Carolina to call in because he was the real Patriot fan. Wonder what he's doing.
I'm sure he never gives up hope until they're mathematically eliminated.
Is that week 11? Is that why you chose that? Is that the first week where you can actually be mathematically eliminated?
Whenever
now,
it happens.
Does your fan rules, do they transfer to different sports? In other words, were you allowed to give up on the Red Sox, say, in the middle of August when it was clearly apparent that they were done, you know, seven games out? Or did you have to wait till Monday when they got Tuesday when they got mathematically eliminated?
You have to wait.
Okay, so I'm guilty of being a bad fan in baseball, too.
How about basketball? Did you give up on the Celtics like February, March?
Screw the Sox. Let's talk some football.
Struggling and kind of lollygagging their way through the season?
You never give up if you're a true fan.
See, I would argue that's more palatable, with a championship team like the Celtics, a veteran team. Because maybe they can flick the switch, they have one last run, and that's kind of what they did in the postseason.
Yeah, but it's different because they couldn't. The Celtics, you knew, were going to be okay because they're going to be in the playoffs, and that team is going to be healthy and whatever. The Red Sox couldn't make the playoffs. It was painfully apparent from August on that there was no possible way they could make the playoffs. Fred says you're being a bad fan if you thought that.
Yep. I do. Mary Beth in Syracuse says, a real Pats fan always looks for a win. Cheers for their team, dogfight or not. Do we think they can win every time? Maybe, maybe not. But we are out there rooting for them, and yes, they always have a chance.
That was Mary Beth?
Yes.
Excellent email, Mary Beth. I couldn't agree with you more.
They always
try to get it through to Fred now.
They always have a chance.
Have you read the lunch email?
Not yet. I was going to wait till after lunch. We haven't taken a break yet.
Oh, because this is a tremendous, tremendous lunch.
I haven't really had a chance yet. So, too busy here. Joel says, lighten up, Fred. Fred is once again on the fans have given up hope wagon. Well, Fred, I couldn't disagree with you more. We can win, but we will have to score over 30 points to win, and we will have to hold the Jets to less than 30 points. After the Jets-Fins game, I have more hope, especially the way Keller lit them up. I think if we spread the Fins D out, five receiver sets, we can give them problems. I'm not sure the D will get much better, but I am holding out hope. And, Paul, I think we still have a shot at the Super Bowl. Remember, it's all about when you peak. Remember, we won the 2001 Super Bowl with the 24th-ranked defense in the NFL. Keep up the hope. I know I will. And keep up the great work. Thanks, Joel.
The 2001 Patriots defense did not finish 24th in points allowed. They maybe finished 24th in yards allowed,
well,
not in points allowed.
Ranking. That's how they usually do it for, you know, defensive ranking.
Points is the one that builds points to.
No, I know, but when they rank teams in the NFL, they rank them by...
I understand that, but the one that Bill points to is points.
Okay, but...
And they were like top five.
But he's not
allowed.
Wrong in saying they were the 24th ranked
defense.
I didn't
say he was wrong.
Okay,
why do you continue
to
put words...
You're jumping down his throat.
Why do you continue to put points words in other people's mouths?
You're
I didn't say the emailer was wrong. I just said they didn't finish in the 24th in points allowed.
Stripper said...
I believe they allowed 272 points that year.
Well, Joel didn't say that either.
I didn't say that he said it.
Strippers is saying, I'm focusing on my Sooners. Goodbye, Pats. He's given up.
There you
your
go,
Sooners
Fred,
you suck, too, don't they?
You found one guy to agree with you, Strippers.
Yeah, but that team sucks, too, so go back to your high school or something. Keep working your way down the ladder.
Let's see what else we got here.
Okay. There is a phone call, by the way, unless you want the guy to hang up like he did yesterday after 27 minutes.
All right. Let's. On the Ace Ticket Hotline is Dan from Washington, D.C. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was taking a lunch break here, and I'm listening to you guys and talking about giving up hope on the season, on the third game of the year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lifelong Pats fan. I've lived through the 2-14 seasons and whatnot. But I think this story of this year is going to be the offense is obviously very good. I mean, I saw an article today said that we were the number one offense, number one scoring offense.
That's true.
So that's pretty good. And our defense, there's a lot of unknowns there. But I think the story of the year is going to be see how the defense performs over the course of the year and whether it gels. If we can put up a lot of points and our defense gets better and better, I think we have a good shot.
Do you think that'll happen? Have you seen signs of that happening?
Well, they're very young. They're very fast. I think that the corners and the secondary, you know, they have a lot to learn, but they're being coached up very well from Coach Belichick. So, to me... you know, it's a work in progress. We're going to have to just see when I like Chung. Chung this year has stepped up. He's made a lot of good tackles.
Andy, you remember when, the first week of the season after the Cincinnati game, we talked about the first half of that game. You and I think went back a little bit forth about, man, they look fast on defense.
Yep.
After that, have you seen any evidence of them looking fast on defense?
Well, I mean, there's been flashes. There's guys flying around, but not consistent swarming.
No.
I thought they might have the makings of a team that swarmed to the ball. They gave up some plays, but would be swarming.
Yeah, they came out with a fire under their
seen
ass that half, and it hasn't happened since.
Dan, I wanted to ask you, you said they're being coached up by Belichick. Are you saying you're just assuming that he's the best coach in football, so they will be coached up, or you've seen signs where he's coaching them up and making them better right now, week two,
week
three?
I've seen him with his, you know, on the sidelines, huddling up with the defense and you know, coaching them, you know, kind of play by play. That's a little unusual. Usually the head coach just sort of, you know, paces the sideline and communicates. I guess my point is, it seems like he's sort of taking it onto his own to to build this defense.
So he's doing more now than he did when Romeo Crennel was here.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know all the facts.
Paul was waving me off. He didn't want me to say that.
I agree. He's doing more. I mean, I think that's a byproduct of he doesn't have a coordinator. He's got a relatively young staff on defense. Matt Patricia, the play caller, is pretty young. But still, you know, the drive after you see him coach him up, my guess is you also saw them give up plays. So you need, at some point, you need to see from the players, the coaching, the whatever.
Yeah.
Improvement on the field.
Hey, Dan. Yeah. Can I ask you, would you say you're in D.C.?
Yeah, I live in D.C. now.
Do you have a lot of Patriots fans that you watch games with or you talk to on a regular basis?
No, none that live down here.
Okay, all right.
It's all Redskins down here.
Okay, I didn't know if you talk to a lot of Patriots fans or whatnot, because I heard you say that you haven't given up and you think they're going to improve as the year goes on. And I was wondering what other your fellow Patriot fans think, because that would sort of fly in the face of the whole they've all given up theory.
So you don't know Christy in D.C.?
I do not.
You should get to know her. She seems like a nice lady.
Do you have her number? No, I'm just kidding. Well, listen, no, I mean, a friend of mine said something, to me recently. He's a big Pats fan. He just said that there's no spark. And, I don't necessarily disagree with that. The way I look at it is we've got a really experienced offense, and if we can continue to put up points and get Brady protection, give him time, then we're going to have a chance to win any game that we play in. And to me, the question mark is the defense. I think they're young enough. They've got Belichick in there coaching them up, as I indicated. And I think that's going to be the story of the season. I think if the defense is able to gel to a better degree, then we're going to have a shot.
Look, here's what I'll say. That'll be the story. If the Patriots are going to succeed, what you just said has to be the story of the season.
It'll be the story. Yeah. There's no other option.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they could continue to win like they did Sunday.
Against bad teams. But when they play legitimate teams, they'll A, lose some like they did the Jets, and a couple of those Bengals-type games they'll end up losing because the good team will get hot, 5 minutes earlier.
Monday night is huge. On the road, division game. We'll have to see.
See, I don't think it's that big. I kind of thought they would
lose.
They
play. It's at Miami.
It's how they play, though.
It's bigger for Miami. I agree with Fred said this yesterday, Andy, before you got here. It's a bigger game for Miami.
Yeah, it is. But if the Patriots just get blown out, that's more telling. If the Patriots lose by a point, it's a dogfight, or they lose by a field goal, okay, we come out of that goal, all right, tough game.
What's the score?
Like 24-21 or something like that.
I think that would be disappointing.
Really?
Yeah, because that means the offense, again, didn't do its part, with the outscoring thing. Kind of like you two were really talking about with the Jets. If it's another one of those.
So you'd rather see like 34-31?
Well, I don't want to see a loss, obviously. But
I'm just saying
if they're going to lose. You want your given to perform to its given level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Where in the 24-21, well, the defense shaved 6 points off because everybody says you got to score 30. Well, okay, we shaved 6 off.
Yeah.
And yet the offense shaved off 9, so we still lose. Well, that's not good.
The whole week 3 thing too, Fred. We know from watching this offense that they're going to have a chance to win every game, right? Isn't that our philosophy?
I think so.
I certainly would agree with it.
Sure.
I certainly agree with it. Why do we know that after week 3?
What do you mean?
We're not allowed to know anything else. It's only week 3, 2-1, week 3. We're not allowed to make any other observations that will hold any merit for the rest of the year.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I've watched the offense. It's far better than it was last year. I only needed 3 weeks to tell me that.
I just got through saying
last year's offense wouldn't have given this team a chance to win every game.
I just got through saying that
if
the Patriots are to have a chance to go in the playoffs, the defense will have to improve.
No. But that's not my point.
You
said that I'm not ready to say the defense isn't going to do anything because it's only week 3. But you are ready to say the Patriots offense will give the team a chance to win every game after week 3.
Right, and the defense could lose games for them, too. I'll say that now, too. Is that good enough for you?
No, I don't understand. I don't understand what the difference is.
You don't understand what the difference is between me saying I think the offense has to be the thing that wins games for them, and I think it can, and the difference between
But you told me I can't make observations after week 3.
Okay.
On the offense.
And I can also make an observation that if the defense doesn't get better, they won't have a chance. That's an observation.
But you're not willing to say that.
I just said it.
You said if.
Yeah,
you said the offense will give them a chance to win if the defense doesn't improve. That's not the same thing.
All right, I'll change it then, Paul. If the offense continues to play the way they're playing, they have a chance to win every game. Is that good enough for you? I put the word "if" in there. Cox is pretty big in Rhode Island.
Do you not see the difference? What the two things that he said.
I'll say this: if the defense continues to play the way it's playing, they have no chance.
Okay.
So
you didn't say that before,
but. All right.
That wasn't part of the
thing. So now I'll say it the other way.
No.
If the defense gets better, then they have a chance.
So why do the people, why are the people that don't believe the defense has what it takes bad fans? After week three, you can't make that observation, you said. Because why are they bad fans?
They're not bad fans.
Like Strippers says that, I mean, I don't know if he was only kidding, but Strippers says he's sort of given up on this because he doesn't think they have what it takes.
Because now they're neglecting what you do have in an offense.
But he doesn't think they can win enough games with just an offense.
Well.
That's what he's feeling.
Well, that's fine. But, I mean, after 3 weeks, you give up?
Again, after 3 weeks, we're convinced that we have the offense to compete every week. We don't have to wait till week 11 for that. Now, I certainly don't have to wait because I've seen enough. This offense, barring injuries, is going to be good enough to win every week. I don't need to have 8 more games before I can make that determination. Last year's offense would not have been good enough to give this team a chance to win every week.
Tom says, Fred is right. New Englanders are used to mediocre teams until the Pats went all world. They don't give up, but they now fear that on any Sunday they can lose. No real fan wants to lose. Paul has a professional attitude and does not fear a loss. That is not a fanatic's attitude. Cheers.
That's Fred's the one who talks about fearing losses. I don't know where the fear comes in.
Brett from Leominster, am I a bad PFW fan if I don't want either Paul or Fred to win an argument so I can listen to you guys get mad at each other and laugh as Andy eggs both of you on? All right, good. We need to take a break. It's 12:53 and we haven't done one yet. Our show should make Cox bigger.
Right.
So we'll be right back, and we'll continue discussion. We'll also talk about what the Patriots have to do if you hope they can win this weekend.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Gino Cappelletti. You're listening to PFW in Progress on Patriots.com Radio. Really, Fred? My hip?
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriots season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriots season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the Mass State Lottery, masslottery.com.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America and a member FDIC. Copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello?
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines Flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? Jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of
really,
that game?
Really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery. Remember
but they
that?
Take that field out, you know.
In trays.
Yes, they do. But right. It stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
Really? Yeah, I can't help it.
I got it too.
No,
you got to make it.
You didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
Well, if you put it in the end zone, anyway,
Danny Woodhand.
Welcome back to...
That is a great moment in PFW in Progress.
PFW in Progress, 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Lunch today is brought to us by Chris from Toronto.
Love him.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much, Chris.
An excellent spread that
Tremendous.
You provided from CBS.
I highly recommend the Kobe Beef Cheeseburger Pizza at CBS.
I'll even give him a plug. If you're up in the Canadian area and you need insurance, he works for TD Insurance. So
the Canadian area?
Yeah.
But the Toronto area.
He says, I
TD,
hope...
is that the same TD as here?
I don't know. But
TD
he says, I hope you enjoy lunch.
We did.
I don't think it's advisable to take horse tranquilizers on an empty stomach, Fred. So even though I'm sure you don't need me to tell you this, eat up. Just kidding. In all seriousness, though, when Kevin sent me your food order the other day, I almost fainted. For a second there, I thought it was feeding the Patriots defensive line instead of Team PFW. Then I did the math and thought about who was going to be in the room, and it all made sense.
The average weight on those two groups, very similar.
On to football. I'm going to take a page out of Mike from Puerto Rico's book and be brief. Never mind. The consensus, well, he's the lunch buyer. He can be as long as he wants. The consensus about the defense coming into last year, on this show anyways, was that it was going to be a work in progress and would hopefully improve as the season progressed. Of
That's
course,
correct.
Wah, wah, wah. We now know that the defense actually seemed to regress as the season wore on, with things coming to a head in that forgettable January game against the Ravens in Foxborough. In the offseason, words such as leadership, character, and mental toughness were used to describe what may have been lacking and therefore contributed to this regression, though I am fully aware that these same criticisms were leveled at the offense as well. But I ask you, with largely the same personnel plus draft picks coming back this year and things seemingly as bad as they've ever been, do we not need to at least consider that the players on the field just aren't capable of doing what the coaching staff needs them to do and maybe never will be? I know that it's still early in the season and that there are a number of young players in question here, but my God, they forced the Bills to punt once. Am I crazy to think that's unacceptable and a scary sign of things to come this season? On a more positive note, it looks like I'm going to be making the trek down to Boston for a few days in November. And I hope to catch the Patriots-Colts game at Gillette Stadium. If I'm down during the week, I'd be happy to drop by and bring you guys lunch in person.
Wow.
That, of course, unless Eric minds. Let me know.
Well, we'll get rid of Eric if he
minds. Yeah, we can arrange that.
That's Chris from Toronto. I mean, Chris brings up the one thing that we all fear, that it just comes down to these guys just aren't good enough.
Yeah, I think that could be the case at some positions, but not all of them.
No.
I think right now they are not good enough to compete.
Right.
That's clear. I mean, everybody sees that.
It's the opposite of my other theory where I said, you know, the chances of all of them hitting to the level that you need them to hit. The
chances they all suck?
Well, the chances they all suck are the same bad odds. I mean, let's face it. They have talented guys making these evaluations.
I'll start
Some
end,
of them
though,
are going to be able to play.
I think outside linebacker, they are overmatched, and I see no reason for hope that they are. I haven't seen anything from Jermaine Cunningham. I'm sorry. And since I can't talk to him, he hasn't been able to sell me on anything. I even Banta Kane, he's a nice player. I'd like to see him rotating in. Ninkovich,
right.
Those other guys, I can.
It's all Adalius Thomas' fault.
It's true. If you made me sell you on other positions, I think I could. Inside linebacker, cornerback, safety. I think I could sell you on some of that stuff. I don't think I could really sell you on outside linebacker.
That's right, the worst one, I think. And then maybe, you know, we'll have to see about some of these young defensive linemen, too. I mean, these, most of them haven't played enough to make a determination.
Yeah. Kyle Love, Ron Brace.
Dederick.
You
know, those
guys. Even the other guy that looked okay last year. He hasn't done much this year.
Myron Pryor.
Jets have signed Trevor Price.
Really?
Yes, my sources in Baltimore were dead wrong.
Wow, we were told that he would be re-signing with
Jets,
Baltimore.
From NFL.com, Jets foil Ravens plan, sign free agent Price.
Wow. I think that's going to be a short-lived stay in New York for him. Just until Calvin Pace is ready, is my prediction.
Jets really are interested in everybody. They claim Trey
Edwards.
Well,
don't forget, he's got a big background with Reds.
No, I know, but it seems like everybody that comes available, the Jets are interested.
I would say that...
What, are Patriots fans running the Jets?
Calvin Pace made an appearance at practice this week, evidently.
Yes, he did.
So he could be back sooner rather than later. And I know that most people said it was like 4 to 6 weeks originally, and they were hopeful that it was going to be closer to four. I wouldn't be surprised if Price is only around for a week or two.
That is stunning, though, because Harbaugh said, Trevor's part of this team, he'll be back with us.
Yeah.
And I talked to a guy yesterday who said, his locker's intact, I think he's going to be back in a week or two.
According to Ian Rappaport, the Patriots have signed running back Thomas Clayton.
Yeah.
And they have waived Quinn Ojanaka. I had high hopes for Ojanaka.
I didn't.
So. I never give up hope.
That's crap. I was just about to report that.
Thomas Clayton.
He didn't report anything, by the way. He was putting the release on the desk.
Doing my job, Hart.
I mean, does Thomas...
No, starting the show with the microphones on is doing your job, and you don't do that very well.
Do you think, do you think Clayton is active this week? Weekend?
No.
Monday night?
Oh, well, maybe.
He could be.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about
Fred Taylor might happen.
The
might
pissed off Fred Taylor.
Right. I mean, so my follow-up question that in New England we rarely do, but I will follow. Does that mean you think Fred Taylor's injury is going to put him out?
Well, I think it's going to put him out because he hasn't been out
for this week. Yeah. I think there's a good chance that he's not ready. And I misspoke yesterday, forgetting about the Monday night game. We won't get our first injury report until today.
Right.
I mentioned yesterday that we would get one later that afternoon, but because of the Monday night game, it's a day later.
Freddie, you know how much the offensive playbook weighs?
I would say 17 pounds.
About four. I saw Gronkowski get on the scale today, and it went to a number, and then he put his playbook down, and it dropped 4 pounds. I don't want to get him in trouble in case he's overweight or anything, but it was about 4 pounds, the offensive playbook he had.
You ever what? He is...
The best.
You can't not love him.
Exactly.
You watch him do an interview, and the question gets asked, and you can see like his mind kind
of
work, like, what should I be saying
a little
here?
Bit of smoke seeps
and then when he ears. And then when he says it right, like he has this big smile, I got it right, you know?
Today, Rob Ninkovich had a huge crowd around him, and he just walks by like with his big wave. He's just likable. Just plain likable.
He's like the opposite of Jeremy Shockey. You know, Shockey's like this, you know, I hate y'all and, you know, middle finger and this whole
y'all.
Thing. And this guy is, you know, just a lovable big polar bear, you know?
Yeah, I would agree.
That can catch foot touchdowns.
He's a very, very likable guy.
I think
guy.
That comes from the family, though. Seems like the others.
Yeah.
They're this heart, you know, just fullbacks,
tight ends. Well, I was
telling
you the story, and I didn't tell listeners, Vic Carucci, good friend Vic Carucci from Buffalo, they actually grew up down the street from him. And he said when Gronkowski was a little kid, he was in the kitchen with him, and I guess he had just had a good Pop Warner game or something like that. And Vic said, "Oh, I read about you in the paper, you know, the local paper." He goes, "Well, someday you're going to be reading about me in the, you know."
You're going to be writing about me.
You're going to be writing
Mr.
about
Carucci.
Me.
Mr.
I was like, the story had changed since
last
time.
I forgot. Paul, you're going to be writing about me someday, Mr. Carucci.
And he is.
He was right.
Or should be.
So, good pickup by the Patriots. They don't get them all wrong.
Yeah, good pickup by PFW.
Andy Hart, well ahead of the curve on
I fell madly in love with
Rob
him the day
Gronkowski.
I saw him, just like Bill.
Yeah.
You know.
And I didn't even know all the quirkiness to him, the lovability.
Sort of leveling out the aftermath of the Clay Matthews evaluation.
You know, how many guys that
he gets all mad.
How many guys that get drafted in New York City, Madison Square, are giving noogies to their brother on, you know,
that's
behind
my point.
State,
it's
you know?
The family.
That's great. You love that.
It reminds me of that family in the 20s that had six brothers playing in the league.
Yeah.
1921, there was a family of six brothers playing in the NFL.
Really?
Because this is now, they are the 9th or 10th, the Gronkowskis, to have at least three brothers playing at the same time. The most famous are the Olsons. Ani,
Merlin,
and Phil.
Phil Olsen and somebody
else. But there was 1921, six brothers in the league. Can you imagine that? Wow. Six and brothers from the same family?
The family was at this past Sunday's game, and my dad was actually sitting in the row behind him and said they were like the nicest people
ever.
Well,
they seem like it. You know, the apple falls near the tree generally when that happens.
Right.
You're outgoing and have that personality.
They all had the Gronkowski jersey, too.
That's awesome.
Well, did you hear about this poor girl who from NFL shop? Thankfully, it wasn't from our pro shop. She ordered a Gronkowski jersey and, you know, a woman's fitted Gronkowski jersey, and they spelled the name wrong. And so she called their customer service and said, "You're out of luck. We're out of these types of jerseys. You know, just keep your chin up and wear it anyway." That was their response.
Is Carol Hardy their customer service?
Can you believe that?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I don't know. This country.
Oh, I know. And you wonder
really?
Why. You know,
that's what you have to deal with. That's the response.
Yeah. We're out of these types of jerseys. You can wear it. Keep your chin up.
What about the 15-minute apology and then, "I'm very sorry, but there's not a whole lot we can do about it. We don't have any more of the jerseys."
Right, and I'll give you
and
something
keep your
else.
Chin up? Yeah.
I'll give you your money back.
How about a little something for the effort?
If you send me my money back and say, "But just keep the jersey if you want and wear it."
Right.
But not, "I'll keep your money."
Right.
"You keep the crappy wrong jersey, but keep your chin up."
Right.
How am I going to get my chin up when you're reaming me up the butt?
Was she allowed to send it back?
I don't know. I just read this is on a website called theconsumerist.com. And it's all people writing there with all their consumer complaints and stuff.
You know, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean,
it's
so ridiculous, I almost don't believe the whole story.
And how was
it
spelled wrong? What was wrong with it? Why or something?
They even had a picture of the jersey.
Oh, no,
I believe. They forgot
the K. No, I believe that the name was spelled wrong. Yeah. That part of the story is right. I don't believe that that was all of the response.
It may not
response.
Have been, but that's anyway. That's what
she could just put G-Force on it. Be cool.
Chris writes in, "How the hell and why would a fan give up or be calling their team losers after the third game of the season? This pisses me off. I'm a lifetime fan."
You gotta wait for 11. Week 11, Fred said.
I'm a lifetime fan living in California and pay a ton of money for NFL tickets just to watch only the Pats games. I know we are having a defensive issues this year, and I think there are a bunch of factors going into this, but a lot of these players are the future of this team, and we should be supporting them more, win or lose. I really think Pats fans are spoiled. I have friends out there that are still fans of the Raiders, not sure how, and they have sucked for a long time, yet they remain crazy loyal year after year. Okay, I'm done. But one more thing. I agree with the listener yesterday. Get new sponsors. The stupid "I'm your father" spot is one right now. I hear that stupid thing in my sleep.
Send your emails to the marketing department here.
You know, like somebody said, we can have the same sponsors, but just have new ads. I think they should do the same thing during these football games. You see the same ads over and over again.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You watch anything during the course of a season, you see the same exact ads.
But
Red Sox games,
our
forget
TV
about
show.
But coming from the kid who actually has to put all the ads in, whether it's PFW, whether it's this, whatever.
Is this whining again?
No, I can't. Okay. You can't. Even if that company is giving you three different commercials to use, you have to run the one that they say.
It's not your fault.
No,
I'm just
saying it's not necessarily the marketing department either, because they can sue you if you air a spot because, like, for example, the actors or the voices are only licensed to be used in certain areas and through certain dates, and they have to pay those people more, and it's just a whole mess.
Fred knows from experience. He and Nikki are big in the acting field.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
TG and NJ says, "Guys,
TG,
we all know how the Patriots are going to lose this weekend. Tell me how they are going to win."
Outscore them.
I actually think...
Well, you didn't make fun of me. That's usually your line there, that you jump all over me, not having any idea what I'm talking about.
I feel good about this game. I don't know why.
I think if they win the game, they score a lot of points. They get in the 30s, and Miami can't keep up.
I think there's going to be turnovers. I think you're going to see a lot of big plays from the defense.
All right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
I hope you're right.
But I think you're wrong.
I certainly think there's it's not going to represent any kind of an upset if the Patriots win the game.
No.
You're making my point.
That's a good point. Before you jump down my throat.
I didn't jump down your throat.
Okay. Before you, because I haven't said anything yet.
You jumped up your butt.
Before you jump down my throat, I know what you're saying. It wouldn't be a big upset if they beat the Dolphins.
All I said was that's what I said. Certainly,
but
it wouldn't feel like it would be a big upset.
I think a lot of people would be surprised. if they beat the Dolphins.
A lot of people I've seen have picked Miami so far, yeah.
Certainly in our paper.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't found anyone that picked the Patriots. Have you?
Well, certainly a lot of people are betting them because they're favored.
Okay, I'm talking about people we know.
Yeah, I can only
know people too.
I can only go by the eight guys in our paper.
Yeah,
and everybody picked Miami.
What about like on the
we
various
about
TV
it
shows?
Haven't seen any.
No. Okay.
I haven't seen any either. I haven't seen. It's Thursday. I mean, I haven't seen any pictures.
Right. Do they exist? I mean,
look,
how many picks are given out on West?
But don't you think it's fair to say that if they win, a lot of people will be surprised, pleasantly surprised, but surprised. You're not going to give me that. You won't give me that.
I picked Miami to win, but I'm not going to be surprised if the Patriots win. So that's why I don't know if surprise is the right word. I think it's a pretty even game.
And you still pick Miami?
I pick Miami because they're home.
Okay.
If this game were in New England, I'd be picking the Patriots.
Really? No, seriously. I'm not kidding around. Okay.
Without question.
All right.
Just like I'll be picking the Patriots when the Jets come here. I don't understand what this hope thing is.
Annoying. I'll tell you what it is. It's damn annoying.
And as many times as the fans try to plead with him to stop doing it, he continues to do it.
Ken in New Mexico. First off, guys, I've knocked Fred in the past, but yesterday Fred and Paul together managed a great two-man show while waiting for a big head rescue. I think Fred really does know things about football when he's not being a homer or talking about soap with a slot. I have to give praise when it's deserved. Nice work, guys, and congrats on not getting into a stupid Fred Paul two-hour argument.
Did you listen today?
We very rarely do that when it's only two of us.
As for the Dolphins game, it's hard to go into the game thinking we'll win. We traditionally have problems in Miami, and our secondary doesn't exist. That said, hope is never lost. It's just fleeting. My thoughts on the game. One, if Brady in the offense shows up determined and tough-nosed, Miami plays tough and we need to out-hit them. Patriots win 31-28. Two, if Brady and the offense slip even a little, Patriots lose 28-14. Three, there is a slight, very slight chance that we see a motivated defense the way we saw in the first half of the Bengals game because of all the disrespect they're being given. That's the Rodney Harrison belief. And four, there is a greater chance that our guys let this disrespect get into their head and will be screwed defensively. So, at the risk of being way too long of an email, a Dolphins game only over-under. You ready?
Okay.
Paul's just disgusted.
No, I love games. Were you kidding me? It's my favorite part of the show.
You don't like this whole trend of talk.
I don't like you.
Of talk?
Brady throws three TD passes over-under.
Even. Push.
Push?
Yeah.
Really? Then they win.
Under.
No, I don't think they win.
Patriots get one rushing TD.
Over.
Over. Combined with Paul, now we really win. Because he thinks Brady's going to do three TDs and we get two touchdowns. I love it.
Put 35 points on the board.
Right.
Doesn't guarantee a victory, however.
The Patriots defense has two interceptions.
Under.
Under. Okay. Is fumbles an option coming up?
I don't know. I don't see the word. No, it isn't.
Because if you change that to turnover, I'll take the over.
They have fumbled a lot.
Who?
The Dolphins.
Yeah.
Ricky Williams
is soft as poop.
I think this is his last year. Not his last year, but this is the year that everyone said, you know, he's turned the corner.
He had two fumbles, too, in the last game that, like, the call on the field were fumbles, but after a challenge, they got overturned. So even though he didn't register
been
a fumble.
He's been loose
I
with
think
the
he
football.
He has small hands.
What else we got?
Law firm has more than 60 rushing yards.
True.
Under.
Over.
Hernandez has more than 60 rushing yards. Receiving yards. That's a tough one. Because he still could be effective and have 30 yards, but they're all touchdowns, you know?
I'm going to say over, slightly
over. Does
he not
have touchdowns?
Welker has more than 10 receptions.
Under.
Over.
Over. Big day
for
Wes
Welker.
He's had
three big days in Miami since returning there.
The Patriots defense gets one sack.
I'll say that's accurate.
Over.
Push.
Push. Miami has 400 yards of offense in the game.
Over. Under.
Wait, you both said under?
Over.
Paul says over.
Not just over. He went over.
That's
knocking on the
he's
door.
He's pooping
of five.
While saying it.
That. Ooh, really?
Knocking on the door for five.
Wow.
That 35 points doesn't look so good anymore.
I know. let's see. Dave from Rhode Island.
I got a house scored. That better not be right.
Dave from Rhode Island writes in, and don't forget, listeners, we have to go around the NFL. Today.
Plus, Eric will be by later.
Where the hell is Eric anyway? What's going on that he's not here?
Practice. Why do we have to go through this every day?
So he should go to Brady, but shouldn't go to practice.
We've been on the air for an hour and 15 minutes.
He goes upstairs and puts something up, goes out to practice, then he comes and joins us.
And you're okay with that?
As long as he's not here, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
He adds nothing to the show, let's be honest.
He does. He's a character.
Anybody that can get in the way of one of our ridiculously dumb arguments, I don't want them here, Freddie.
But he's a personality. I think people care
about
him.
He's a personality.
The only time he's entertaining is when you're yelling at him for something he didn't do.
He's got stuff
when
to
he gets
do.
Defensive he, and
you know,
start going
he's actually been a little bit in a good mood lately.
Think he got some?
I don't know. Maybe.
No chance.
I noticed he was wearing lifts the other day.
What, you really?
What, like Mickey?
Well, he had like the big heels on.
Lifts, he calls them.
Yeah.
There's no chance he's.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
He would have the picture of the girl on his desktop.
That's true.
Yeah.
He'd be talking marriage. He'd be looking for reception halls.
Let's tell him that.
Speaking
we suspect
of married,
that something's going on.
Shaq had lunch the other day at the Hawthorne Hotel where I got married. Shaq's been everywhere.
He couldn't stay in a
room. I was there.
Because I barely fit in the rooms.
Yeah, you were there watching the Jets-Colts playoff game.
Showing your true colors.
Rooting for the Jets.
The state of the defense has been up. This is Dave from Rhode Island. The state of the defense has been up and down, even going back to preseason. The first two games of preseason, the D looked decent. Then the last two, they didn't look so hot.
That's correct.
The game against the Bengals and the Jets, they looked good.
Oof.
Now all of a sudden, opposing offenses throw the ball all over the place. Butler lost his starting job and has lost his confidence, which is sad because I personally like Butler and the way he played. I remember saying last year he was going to make something of himself in the defense. Even though McCourty is a rookie, he has shown flashes of what he can be, but then let up some plays. Not necessarily all his fault. The who as simply fall, I don't know what that means. Simply fall on the defense because the offense is
Onus.
Great. W-H-O-A-S. Woas? Maybe he did mean onus.
Woe is us.
Yeah. The woas.
He's probably trying to say like offensive or defensive woes.
Who does?
Maybe the woes. Simply fall on the defense because the offense is great. I'm extremely excited about the tight end position and the progress we have made on the position. The defense is the problem right now. I'm not closing the door on the season or the defense. I'm just saying it's frustrating as a fan to watch what we have basically been watching for a few years now. The defense just has not been all that great. Call me crazy, but that's my opinion. I think everyone agrees with that. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
But it's a little different. There's new faces.
It's worse this year.
They're younger.
Right now it is.
They're younger.
Right now it is.
You had ineptitude in the form of veteran like Adalys Thomas and Sean Springs. Now you have ineptitude in the form of young players.
But you also had Ty Warren, Lee Bodden.
Right.
And,
yeah, but you can't do anything about that.
Maybe Brandon McGowan. No, I'm saying from last year.
Right.
Derek from University of Arizona, before the season started, I think it was Paul.
Doubt it.
Who said if we get to the bye week at 2-2, he would be feeling pretty good about this team. Maybe it wasn't Paul. I'll just say Eric. Said it so he won't yell at me and call me an idiot when I say someone else on the show said something he did. However, if we lose to in Miami, we will be 2-2 and also essentially two games back for first place. Do you still feel that even if we lose in Miami, we can bounce back through our schedule? I feel we can, but curious on your thoughts.
Yep.
It's tough. I mean, you're going to be a game and a half back. It's still a long way to go. The season's not over if you lose this game.
The only good news would be that both of those losses to the Jets and Dolphins came on the road, and you still have a chance to meet them at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know. But it would be tough. It would be tough. Let's see. Someone talking about Eric's sexual persuasion. We'll skip that one.
Why?
We don't do that
He's
anymore.
He's a character.
Dave in North Park.
Character's welcome.
Wants to know if we're traveling for the Charger or Bear games, and will you be staying in the same hotel as the team? We will be, as we always do. And he says, anyway, thanks for the show. Very entertaining and informative. I live in San Diego, and our sports radio shows here are pathetic.
Speaking of pathetic.
Da-da-da-da.
Why did you just take a shot at me, Andrew?
Because somebody said something about pathetic, and you walked through the door, so I said, speaking of pathetic, although you'll be happy about the discussion of you earlier.
It's
a
working theory
lately.
Right People now. People are sensing that you have something up with your love life.
You've been in a good mood lately. People want to know if you're getting any.
You just dropped your condom. That's not good.
He got all nervous.
He did.
He's like all shaking right now. Here comes
Maybe
the
they didn't the, notice.
The daily ritual of changing the condom of the microphone.
Didn't notice what, Paul?
that you dropped your condom.
So, Eric, is there any truth to this rumor?
Have you gotten your winky wet lately?
No.
No. No, you won't tell us, or no, you haven't?
No.
Or no ever.
Okay, let me, because
40-year-old virgin.
You might be parsing words, Eric. Is there something on the horizon here that you're not telling us about?
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Have you
I'll take your
reached
word for
second
it.
Base?
You know what? I want to apologize to Fred. I was wrong. Fred's right. He's a character. I mean, he brings just so much. No.
Have you had a date lately?
No.
Do you want to know what went on at practice?
No, I'd rather know if you've had a date lately.
All right, let's hear about practice, and then we'll talk about
the glad to see he's back, though. It's sad news for Fred Taylor, though. That's my first impression, that if they're signing the running backs to the active roster, that's not a good sign for Freddie T. But Thomas Clayton back, number 41 now, because his 35 is taken by Javaris James on the practice squad.
Like Bubba. Does he have a stiff neck from staring at the sky this whole time looking for UFOs while he was unemployed?
But the same three missing, Taylor, Wheatley, Kazier, and Shells today, no full pads.
Okay.
Probably because they have the extra day to work, so they'll probably, you know, go full pads again before they leave. But today, a little bit of a lighter day. Overcast, very windy. The storm is starting to move in, Fred. I don't know if they're going to be outside the whole time.
Not good.
Wind's
for
kicking
Brian
up.
Hoyer.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's kind of what it was like.
We
outside.
Need some wind
yeah.
sound effects.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoosh. The first drill we got to watch after stretching, I thought was kind of interesting. The linebackers, particularly the inside guys, were rushing the quarterback to get strip sacks. They were practicing strip sacks.
Wow. Okay.
So Mayo got a taste for the sack, and he wants more.
He can't even say it with a straight face.
I know. And he's got his
he's got
two
the
fingers
like,
on his cheek.
Like Dr. Evil.
Right.
Taste for the sack.
Oh, my God.
What, Paul? I'm trying to talk football. Can you be serious for a minute?
Oh, man.
I was just wondering. I always thought
Belichick. Nothing like some good sack talk.
I always thought Belichick just did
How
things that
lunch,
were in the best
Ellis?
Interest of the football
lunch
team.
Was good.
Why would he be teaching the strip sack? They never get anything.
I got fantastic spread today, Eric.
How's the chicken?
Those are tremendous. Good.
Really?
Yep.
Paul
does
over
like
them, please.
But he doesn't like anything. He
gets By the way, I have yet to say a word about
lunch?
About that.
Yeah, you're going to have to be more clear. He knows you've talked.
Fred's got quite the pile of bones over here. It looked like he enjoyed his lunch.
You had regular buffalo wings?
Yeah, he liked the taste of sack, too.
He likes the bone in.
Who was the lunch buyer today?
Chris from Toronto.
In Toronto.
Oh, thank
Works
you,
for
Chris.
TD Insurance, if
TD
you need
Insurance. That looks like a good sandwich there, Eric.
And Paul was eyeing that up. He almost took a piece.
I'm not lying.
If the bread had been different, he would have eaten it.
Different kind of bread there, and you would have had a half a sandwich.
I hope the TD Insurance people have their servers ready because, you know, they're going to get a flood of traffic. We might overload their servers.
Now, that's .ca, right, in Canada? Isn't that how
Canada,
you
yeah.
.ca?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be an
executive director of new
no,
media.
No, it might be a U.S.-based company. It depends on where the servers are. You know?
Fathead.
Brett
fat
from
Wayne.
Fat mouth.
Whoa,
fat mouth.
Whoa, fat mouth is the better
what?
One.
What? After the practice report, we were supposed to get a love life report.
He already gave you one.
I gave you before the practice
no.
report. Oh, I thought there was a date update. No, I'm not talking about sex. I'm just talking about dates.
No, there's nothing to
Nobody
report.
In the campaigns you're working on? No,
nobody
no.
you got your eye on?
Ask nope, Bill Clinton. There's good
you don't have your eye
on
anyone?
In those.
You're nope. not even pursuing anyone?
Nope.
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to grab them and have a party.
I'm pursuing
Gave
her.
Up a long time ago, Fred.
You've given up a long time ago.
Wow, oh, don't
sad.
Be like that.
Because he's lost hope,
I could
Fred.
Well, let me ask you a question.
It's only week three. What is he doing?
Let me
but it's year 38.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel, because this is what kind of we've been talking about this this afternoon.
You haven't been talking about football?
Nope.
That's great.
No.
Terrible Paul and Fred argument about hope.
Do you feel a lot
that
of fans
that Andy now disassociates himself with?
Do I feel fans have given up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Now, is there anything wrong with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But what do you mean by giving up?
I think they've come to the realization that this is not a very good team.
Okay, do you think they watch every
rooting?
Week and hope that they win?
Absolutely.
Thank you. No further questions.
I'm done with him.
No. I don't think you should give up. Brett from Orlando says, people who say there's no chance for this season and no chance against the Dolphins are simply stupid. There are no dominant teams this year.
Who said they had no chance against the Dolphins?
There are no dominant teams this year, and this team has a chance in every game with an offense that can average 30 points. And if the defense can average 25 to 28 allowed, there will be a lot of close games this year, and I think success will depend on winning close games. I thought they would beat the Bills by 20 points, and I was wrong, but I don't care because they won, and margins only matter in college. Fans always overreact to wins and overreact to losses. I am going to the game on Monday, and I think it could be closer either way or a blowout either way, but I picked the Pats 30-27.
Paul, you're a baseball guy, right?
Yeah.
You like the Sox?
Yeah.
You just got this message from the reception desk. I'm sure you'll get it in your email. Whose car you think this is? A white SUV truck needs to be moved. License plate Red Sox 38RR. Could it be?
What's he doing here?
The shill?
That's the only thing. Who else would have a license plate like
shill.
That?
Yeah, but he wouldn't have a Red Sox plate, would he?
His license plate is probably
no,
shill.
No, the license plate reads Red Sox.
No, I know, but I'm saying
his license plate probably reads
know.
Shill.
Oh, there you go.
He's an egomaniac.
Big shill.
Shrill.
We got shill.
Just thought that was an interesting little tidbit.
Maybe he's going to make a video game here.
Strippers wants to know, over-under for Henny, 2.5 touchdown passes.
Over.
Over.
Push.
Push.
With the push.
It'll be a wildcat play. I see what you did there. Okay.
No, would he get a half if he like threw it, it bounced back to him, and he runs it in?
No, it'd be a touchdown
That'd
pass.
That'd be two.
What?
He'd get credit for a touchdown pass and
a
touchdown
reception. Yeah.
Which Brad Johnson did.
Exactly.
Once.
No, I know, but it wouldn't be two. It's still only one touchdown.
No, he'd get credit.
It's his MTV.
Yeah. They're going for the two touchdown ball.
Yes, we know you have a dolphin. You don't have wind yet. Fred wants wind.
Yeah, Fred was looking for wind sound effects.
The best I can do, I have a jet taking off, and it kind of sounds like wind.
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, thanks.
We don't have, like,
Come on,
bad
I worked,
weather.
I worked hard on this dolphin thing yesterday.
Oh, you can use it twice a year. Don't worry. You don't have to blow your load this day.
Oh, well,
why,
hey, now.
Why
wait a
every
wait
single
a
show now, we have to worry about what you say.
That's not okay.
Let's
That's
see.
Thunder, it's not thunder. Wind.
That's okay, Jay.
That's all I got right now.
Do you have a sun shower?
You mean a golden shower?
Easy. A little too comfortable.
This show is
lately.
Very, very inappropriate.
Jamie from the UK says, just listening to your show
We're
live in the UK and thought I would let you know about something that happened a couple of years ago on a previous UK Pats road trip. It was the Eagles game of 07. And it was pretty close into the fourth quarter. Well,
yes.
We're trying to make some noise to get the crowd going, and we're told to be quiet by the fans behind us. Apart from being the coldest I've ever been in my life,
That's
that night
said.
It was pretty annoying to be told to be quiet at a sports game. Nevertheless, we ignored the people behind us and carried on. And when Asante Samuel intercepted the ball to ice the game and preserve the big fat win, we started a soccer-style chant, which got some funny looks.
Olé,
it's less than 4 weeks until we are coming over for the Vikings game on Halloween and hope to sort you guys out with lunch and donuts again. Massive game this coming
donuts.
Monday night. Well, Tuesday morning for us in the UK. If Tom Brady, quarterback of the New England Patriots, can spread the ball around like he did last week, then I see us winning. Sooner or later, the D is going to stop someone, so that will be starting Monday night. Great to have you back 3 times a week. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Jamie from the UK.
A little
Good
disappointed,
stuff,
though. If they're British, they should be like hooligans. They should have punched the people in the face. Can't lose your season tickets. You're from Britain. You don't have season tickets.
Maybe they were making noise when the offense was on the field.
I don't care. We'll take any noise we can get in the stadium.
Not when the offense
I wonder,
is at work.
Yeah, I wonder
How
what
about we
to that,
get
son.
The noise first, and then we kind of zero it in on when it should come, rather than just, you know.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen the Quiet Please offense at work sign
Baby.
In a couple years.
There's no need for it.
LT
it's
from,
always quiet.
LT from Adelaide, love the fact that you guys now appear in three forms of media. I think that one of the best segments on All Access is the point counterpoint where Andy dominates Fred like Paul dominates women in fights.
Whoa!
Actually, you're going to want to see this week's All Access.
Yeah, I heard you lost again, but you got a pity vote.
No, I made the better argument.
You stole the judges early.
I told Christian, I go, I know that, you know, obviously
bought,
we
you
all
mean, you
think,
bought, that's what I said, you bought you yeah. bought a vote.
I won. Just a quick over-under for the game.
Your lobbyists were better than Andy's.
Dolphins score, 28.5. Over-under.
Under.
Under.
Under. Push. Wow.
Patriots score.
I haven't lost hope, but I say under 28.5, and you go under like you're surprised.
Because the next one is Patriots score 31.5.
Under.
So
under.
You have to say under because you don't think they have a chance. Dolphins turnovers, 2.5.
They don't have a chance.
See, why are you allowed to continue arguing with them, but I'm not?
Dolphins turnovers, 2.5.
Thank you.
Over.
Under.
Under.
You say over.
I'm telling you, big plays
okay.
from the defense will be the difference, and they will win.
Total
just
point counterpoint arguments that Fred wins, 0.5, according to Fourier.
Well, he's already
won one.
We shouldn't say it.
He already said I bought the vote.
Spoiler alert.
He bought the vote.
Tune in fried. And apparently, if you watch it on our website, our voices and our lips don't match.
Also, after we got done.
You're like a Godzilla
no
movie?
No socks.
Yeah, my fault, too.
It's just amazing how you guys go from 0 to 60 just like that.
And zero that's to hot. That's when Fourier accused me of treating it like the octagon. I just pounce or something.
Can we start a poll? This is still LT, where fans get to vote on who wins the point counterpoint on All Access. I'm sorry, but Fourier simply looks at Andy's big head and goes, he's the winner.
That's Fourier, what he did to me.
Not this week.
Fourier does destroy the segment, however. I love Fred and Andy going at it. Finally, Eric is an integral member of the PFW team. Why is he not on the radio or the TV/web video media? You guys,
on the radio right now. He's right there. Just because he doesn't talk on the radio,
you guys
show,
all present
here.
Different analysis of the game, which makes the PFW gang the best current football analysts. Keep up the great work. Wow.
No, well, stop telling lies. You are an habitual liar.
LT, the way our work schedules are set up, practice and press conferences and such happen between noon and 1 o'clock-ish. So I'm the low man on the totem pole. I have to cover those every day. And I show up at the radio when I'm ready.
Now, why don't you explain why you're not part of the TV show?
Because you shoot on my day off, and you're not paying me enough to come in and make it worth my while.
Conscious choice.
Exactly.
He has a face for radio. TV show.
What's that? We asked you to be on the TV show.
We asked you to join us.
Two hours. The
ironic part about all this, LT, is they wanted me really to do the thing I didn't want to do, and they wouldn't let me do the thing that I did want to do.
What is that?
The pregame show on BCN.
Not you guys.
The 98.5 people.
They wanted to hear you on the radio.
I know, and that's BS.
He's not trying out.
Where else?
I'm not auditioning for a full-time job. It's a 5-minute interview that I do on other radio stations all the time.
Where else would they?
You don't need to hear somebody. You're the person who covers the team
in Rhode Island.
Wow.
Evening at the Improv.
The people in Baltimore and Denver and Dallas and all those other cities that I've done 15-minute guest spots for, they don't call up and ask me for a demo tape. They call up and say, you cover the team. Come on with us. Talk about it.
That's a good point.
Have any of them ever called for a second?
Yes. most of them.
That's an even better point.
How about Fred,
I win
though?
Again. Point, counterpoint.
How about Fred, though? He goes, that's a good point. Sorry, Fred.
Plus, Eric's not made for TV, right? Yeah.
I'm not.
They'd have to back the camera way up to get that nose in.
I'm not photogenic.
Why not?
And they shoot on my day off. So.
Why not? That's ridiculous.
And he's busy scamming babes on Tuesdays.
Oh, well, now that's a good reason. I don't know why you've given up already. It's only week 3.
Fred says you
don't give up until week 11.
He returned
to
the site of the most glorious.
That's when
I
it's
said,
okay.
Until you're mathematically out.
Now he decided.
And he assumes
okay.
the Patriots will be mathematically out at 11.
Week 11.
No. It's okay if you wait till week 11.
See, my one.
There is.
I can take heart in knowing that fans know what I'm saying. They don't have to listen to you guys.
You start out ripping the freaking fans.
Some of them need
to
be ripped.
You are claiming that people have given up.
The real fans have not given up. The ones who have given up
cut ties
with fans in the beginning.
The only guy who's given up
bandwagon is
strippers.
Pink hats.
To go root for a subpar college football team.
Actually, I have to defend strippers. He emailed in after that and he says he was just kidding.
I said I'm pretty sure he was only kidding. I don't know.
How did he write the burp? By the way, strippers didn't want to come to the game.
What game?
He's not coming to the Vikings Pats game, which obviously is his boy Adrian Peterson, his favorite team.
Because he's given up?
No, he said he'd rather watch at home where I have a big TV and a comfortable.
I just figured he had to go trick or treating with his girlfriends.
Oh, wow.
That would be a great excuse.
He calls them girlfriends.
Well,
you know, like
can't call them
talent.
Women. They're young.
No, but like talent. The way Hugh Hefner calls them girlfriends, right?
Right.
See the Tiger Woods sex tapes coming out?
Yeah, like 37 minutes of action.
I mean, that's impressive. 37 minutes?
Yeah, but is it one?
What is this?
Patriots offense can't do that, and there's 11 guys.
What is this, sophomore year of college?
That's what she said.
Kamani
says... Doesn't matter when it was. I never went 37 minutes, except that one time I was really drunk.
Eric's friend Kamani writes in, what's with this defense gelling excuse? They're just not that good. Each player on an individual basis is just average at best. None of them are natural playmakers. If they were any good, they would make plays. They don't because they can't. You can coach these guys up as much as you want, but when the opposing player is better than you, you don't stand a chance.
He's kind of going with the Andy Hart special theory there.
If you're special, you're special.
Right.
All right.
We're doing the picks today, right?
Yeah.
Kevin, don't feed into
his idiocy. We need to take a break and reset, and then we'll come back and do the picks.
This is Patriots Hall of Famer Gino Cappelletti. You're listening to PFW in Progress on Patriots.com Radio. Really, Fred? My hip?
Hey, Brian, it's Dad. I heard you won Patriots season tickets for life. Maybe we could grab a game together.
Who's this again?
It's Dad.
What kind of joke is this? You're not my dad.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm your dad.
Yeah, third one today. Okay, Dad, tell me, when's my birthday?
Oh, come on, Bri. You won Patriot season tickets for life. You want to talk about your birthday?
I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up on your father.
Oh, yeah. They'll be coming out of the woodwork once they find out you won season tickets for life on the New England Patriots instant game. You could also win $1 million instantly, plus a boatload of other great prizes.
I could do one of those quick adoptions. We could go to the game together and talk about the old days.
We don't have old days.
Good point.
Bye, Daddy.
Pick up the new Patriots instant game from the MassGate Lottery, masslottery.com.
Okay, so to recap, these are last year's sales results, and here's how we stand now. I need some clutch players who can get us some numbers up on the board. Ted.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth quarter. We've come from behind in the fourth quarter before. Ted.
What?
I need you here in the shotgun. Put on this helmet.
It's a garbage can.
Do it.
But it's dark in here.
Susan.
Yes?
What? You're going to reverse right and then break left at the cubicle.
What?
I am.
Let's go!
Mr. Krevelin?
That was awkward.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
You can take the trash can off now.
What?
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services and Bank of America NA, member PIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
Hello? So, Pat, what time does our flight get in? It
says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. It says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight-related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited. But only when I travel.
Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
This is Rich Eisen of NFL Network. Where do I go when I want my latest fresh, hot Patriots information? I go to PFW in Progress.
All right, welcome back. Hey, this week I don't have to skip over the Patriots game because it's the last game on the docket.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
Really makes it worth it to get home at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning miserably.
Tell me about it. We're filming on Wednesday today, this week, Eric.
Okay,
we
great.
Get Adam for one show.
They'd be like, who the bleep is this guy?
Okay, like, Paul, who the bleep we're going to go guy? Around the NFL. What did we do last week?
Good help you, love.
All right, Fred. Eric and I
women went ball for men that are on TV.
But
you know what you should do is all those Providence TV stations bring those young college intern girls with them.
So
get one of them interested. Tell them you can advance their career if they just, you know,
advance
your pants.
You can advance in the rear.
Oh
my goodness. Eric and
someone
I
someone just say oh sugar.
No. Said, oh my goodness.
I almost said F yesterday.
Yeah, you
I censor myself that way though sometimes. If
sugar?
I'm in yeah. If honey I'm in if
tea.
I'm in certain
when you're in
you
kindergarten.
Know.
Sugar honey iced tea. 11-5, Eric and I went. Freddie went 9-7. Andy went 8-8.
I suck.
Yes, you do. You are now
Mark
in last tape. Place. With the
it's
spread
with the penny in the paper.
A solid bounce back week for Freddie with the spread, 11-5. 9-7 overall, 11-5 with the spread. That's pretty good. 9-7 for Eric and I.
That's luck.
8-8 for Andy. Not surprisingly, Yes, you always pick the favorites.
For every good pick, there's a bad pick.
That's, you know, the best way to be even.
So the season standings are as follows. Eric has the lead at 30-18. You can check my math as we go along, see if I've
no, he
up.
Thinks you have one extra loss for him on everything.
Andy and I are 26-22, and Fred is 25-23. With the spread, however, it's reversed. Fred goes from last to first, 26-17-5.
Shut up.
That's where men are made, against the spread.
Andy, 23-20-5. Eric, 22-21-5. And I'm 21-22.
Right. Good, Eric. Good.
Women can be made that way, too.
Well, but, you know. So, Fred, I spotted you, what, a six-game lead after week
serious.
One, and
it
I caught
like
you.
It's the picks. We're talking about the standings. No jokes right now.
Listen,
about spreads.
He devotes 45 minutes to it every week. We might as well talk about it.
We're having a spread conversation. We should note that listeners said about the muscle relaxants, you stopped taking those today, but we walked by your office and you had a bag of ice on your shoulders.
With that nice shirt on, you had a bag
yes,
of ice on?
Which was one of the
in
funny...
In a meeting!
Which,
Jana
by the way,
and somebody else was in his office having a meeting with ice on his shoulder.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
If you're going to do it, you should get one of the Brady things, like the Jason Veritek that wraps
well,
all
I
the way around.
Well, I need heat. You're supposed to give ice and heat 20-minute intervals.
Right.
Obviously, I don't have a sack.
The injury, what is it, rice? Rest, ice,
you eat
compression,
your muffins,
elevation.
They're moist?
Yes.
Anyway.
And muscle relaxants.
I feel lightheaded.
You also know that he took twice the recommended dosage yesterday, which
did
is
you
why
really?
He was a little groggy.
No, I didn't.
You're lying!
All right.
Oh, I feel lightheaded.
Did you hear him?
All right, let's go. We got to hurry. First game at 1 o'clock. The Jets travel to Buffalo. Do we even really need to go around the table?
Jets by
one?
5.
That's it?
No. I'll take the Jets to win and cover. The first game officially of the Ryan Fitzpatrick era, not a good one.
Last week was officially the first game.
No,
of
it
Ryan
became the era when
era.
They cut the other quarterback.
Well, all right.
Because now that who do they have? Who's their backup?
Brian Brom.
Hambram.
Brian
Brom.
I like him.
Who do you got there?
I got the Jets to win and cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Jets. I'm going to lay the points, but not feeling real good about it. This is a red flagger to me.
Why is that?
Five
Trap
doesn't
game?
Seem like a lot.
Trap game.
It's at Buffalo. Five doesn't seem like a
windy?
Lot to me.
Could be windy.
Jets have had a problem with Buffalo. I think they lost both times last year. But I'll take the Jets.
I will, too. All right, next game, Cincinnati at Cleveland.
Cincinnati at Cleveland. Browns getting 3 at home.
Okay. I will take the Bengals to win because I think they're the better football team. I saw some interesting comments out of Ocho Cinco. It's my fault. I'm not going to track Taj because everything's my fault. When the offense is, it's my fault. I'm talented. It's my fault. And where I read it, they were kind of spinning it as, well, he's taking responsibility. It sounded to me like he was sulking. Everything's my fault. Everything's my fault.
Maybe you needed to see it.
Maybe.
To understand the context.
But I'll tell you whose fault it is. Carson Palmer. He stinks.
Do you remember when he used to be Carson
Despite
Palmer?
Despite his $120 million contract, that's twice that of Tom Brady's.
I like Cincy to win by 7 to 10 points.
Has any team ever gone 0-16 and lost every game by, like, a field goal? Cleveland looks like
no.
They're just good enough to lose at the end by, you know, one score.
Just good enough to lose Mangini's job
you
for
think
him.
If yeah, they do
I'll
that,
take the Bengals.
You think if they continue to do that, Paul, that Mangini loses his job and Holmgren takes over?
Yeah, if they go, like, 3-13, 4-12.
I don't think
he
really wants him. So I think he would have to do something stupendous to save his job.
Yeah,
I think he'd
and
have
he kept
to go
him around just for the benefit of the doubt that he
I
wasn't
thought he was
going
to have to win
house.
At least
and maybe
seven
he
games
didn't have
to keep
the
his
guy
job.
He wanted, or
didn't
something.
You think what? Seven games minimum to keep his job?
Sure, and it, especially if it's seven and they lose like four others by three, and you go, wow, they were like two breaks away.
And
from
And after
the
way they finished strong last year, and
he
then
doesn't
they,
want him. They have differing
doesn't
philosophies.
Look, doesn't
views,
look like they want him. I'll take the Bengals too.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Who'd you
it's
take?
A big game. Oh, I'm going to take Cincinnati. Sorry.
Baltimore at Pittsburgh, Steelers by one in the last game before they get Eric's hero back.
Wow. This is a tough game.
This is a tough game. I'm going to say that the Steelers can't do it with smoke and mirrors defense running the ball against the Ravens. I think the Ravens need to play a good football game. This will be a good win for them.
Yep.
I'm going to say they get it.
It will be a good win for them. They are the better team, both sides of the ball. They're going to go on the road, get a good win.
You really don't like the Steelers. You hate them.
Oh, he hates Roethlisberger.
I hate Roethlisberger, but I think
he
as a team.
He likes the fact that the Steelers are winning without him.
Right, exactly.
He thinks it's proven his
Even
points.
Though the quarterback has had nothing to do with it.
However misguided, he thinks it's proving his points.
It opens up the opportunity for him to go to the playoffs and win another Super Bowl and have three Super Bowls in 6 years or whatever it is.
I'm going to take Baltimore, too, largely for the reasons that Andy and Eric said. they're not going to be able to run the football down Baltimore's throat like that. Although Peyton Hillis, 144 yards last week.
Terrell Suggs said,
Never heard of Billy Bear.
He doesn't do his draft prep, obviously.
I'll take the Ravens.
Or read his scouting report. I'm sure his name was listed somewhere.
He's not a rookie in the league. He's
success. But even if he were, you get a scouting report that has every opponent on it.
Right.
Every opponent. Even in high school.
And you're watching
when
film.
They walk you around and say, they got this guy, they got that guy.
What, Paul? Your arm
is
itchy?
You know what that's all about. Go ahead.
Denver at Tennessee. Denver at Tennessee.
Titans by 6.5.
Josh McDaniels
coached an absolutely awful football game last week. Decisions cost the Broncos a chance.
What's happened to
lost,
him?
They would have lost.
I really
anyway.
Had high hopes when he went there.
Bad game management.
Was be
go
something
ahead.
Good.
Peter go ahead, Principal. Go ahead. And Elmo L. Dot 10 for 20. I believe he had in that game 10 carries,
Kool-Aid.
20 yards.
Yeah, something not good. Except for that one run I saw on the dump
which
pass.
Which was on a pass. Yeah.
Was he thinking about the fans the whole time?
Who's the opponent?
Denver, Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee. Although there seemed to be a little bit of a budding turmoil in Tennessee with Vince Young and. Missed some meetings and stuff before getting benched against the Steelers, and he's talking about it and saying how it's always Vince something, Vince.
So it's his
fault. That's something to keep an eye on. But I still think Tennessee's a better all-around football team. Maybe this will be the Chris Johnson breakout for a big game this week.
Yeah, I like Tennessee at home as
points?
Well.
Well, how many?
6.5.
6.5. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I will too. I think Tennessee will win safely at home.
Sure. Cortland Finnegan.
I will take Tennessee, but
just
I will
going to start naming players on teams.
I will take the points, however.
I'm with Paul.
I think Denver's offense has been reasonably productive. The defense is strong.
I'm with Paul. Tennessee wins, but they don't cover.
I'm with Paul.
Green Bay hosts Detroit.
Did you just spit on the mic?
Packers hosts. By 14 and a hay. That's a big spread.
It's a big A.
Calvin Johnson. Aaron Rodgers. I'll take the Packers. They're the better football team. Who's a quarterback for them? Not the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Is Matthew Stafford back yet, or is he still out?
I believe it's going to be another week at least.
I'll take the Packers.
Another Sean Hill week?
They don't need to run the ball against the Lions to win.
Packers are going to win the game, especially after losing to Chicago on Monday night. But Chicago. I'll take those points. I think Detroit will keep it close enough.
I wonder if Bowie Kuhn will run the ball this week.
I'm going to take Green Bay to... I'm going to lay the points. I'm not feeling real good about it, but Lions have been close in every game, too, kind of like Cleveland. But
yeah. Schwartzy.
At Lambeau, I'll lay the points.
I'm with Eric. Green Bay wins, but they don't cover. San Francisco goes to Atlanta.
San Francisco at Atlanta, Falcons by 7.
The new-look Niners offense under the rat.
Mike Johnson, is that his name?
I don't know.
That's his nickname?
No, that's the rat.
I'll take Atlanta at home. I'm not sold on the Niners. I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender like some people do.
Those people don't think so either.
No, I don't know. Why do you give up hope after 3 weeks?
That's right. Yeah, it's not week 11.
Because I'm not a fan.
Well done. Well played, Maurer. Laying the points?
How many?
7.
I'll take the points.
San Francisco.
Frank Gore will run, but they won't win.
This has the makings of a trap game, Paul, to me. I'm going to pick the Falcons, though, because I think they're the better team. They're at home. And I'll lay the points as well. I'm not feeling good about that, though.
Yeah, this has all the makings of a trap. You are correct. Huge road win last week at San Francisco New Orleans for Atlanta. This would be the kind of spot that you come in and play a sloppy game against an 0-3 team. But I'm going to say Matt Ryan took a step forward last
Matty
week.
Matty Ice. Everybody calls him
that's
that.
Right.
I'll take the Falcons, and I'll lay the points.
That's what you need for your shoulder, some Matty Ice.
There's doing some promotion where everybody that's ever made a Pro Bowl for them, they're either going to appear at the game wearing a special jersey.
All three of them?
Or send them the
Tommy Nobis.
A special jersey. And Claude the only...
Oh my God!
The only
Falcons Pro Bowlers.
The only person not included is D'Angelo Hall.
Oh,
whatever the list snap. Of players is over the years, because he badmouthed them, he will not be getting a Pro Bowl jersey.
Oh, that's funny. Oh.
But Michael Vick apparently he made a Pro Bowl for them, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So I the only guy not included. I mean, he may have killed dogs and ruined the franchise, but he still gets a jersey.
Watch the owner pushes you around in a wheelchair. You're sort of committed. I'm going to take the Falcons, although I do have a fear that Frank Gore could run wild on that terrible.
Gore could gash him?
Terrible run defense.
Gore.
I'm going to go with Atlanta,
gored?
Too.
Got
I don't
it,
think,
got it, got it. Got
I don't
it.
Think the fallout has ended in San Francisco with that
show is Frank.
I was fallen.
can't get up.
Carolina goes to New Orleans. New Orleans coming off a loss.
And the Saints, nonetheless, are favored by 13 and a hay.
I'll take the Saints to win and cover. They have been inconsistent offensively. I say they get it going this week against the Panthers. I saw some infighting between Steve Smith and Jimmy Clausen.
Actual fighting?
No, just yelling. Because,
you know, Steve Smith.
And moaning. And,
throw a punch at any time.
At any point.
That's right.
What happened there? I didn't see that story.
I don't know. They're just fighting.
He's not getting the ball.
Yeah, sideline type thing where he screamed at him, went away, screamed again, whatever. They both downplayed it.
And that other thing.
It's not good when your veteran receiver is shredding your rookie quarterback, a new one on the field in his first start. So I will take the Saints to get it rolling.
The Saints bouncing back after the loss at home. They're at home again. They're going to make up for it. Carolina's going to be victimized by 17.
Plus, Sean Payton is the architect of that offense. I'm not sure John Fox is the architect of the defense.
The architect?
That
That's a good point, too. The Saints, I think, are due to lay a whooping on someone. That offense has not clicked yet. It will this week.
Well, I think the Saints will win, but it will be close, and I think we're going to hear Bromer on Monday night, like, oh, the Saints, I don't know. You know, seeing the chink in their armor.
You see a chink in their armor, huh?
Yeah.
That didn't take long, 3 weeks.
Seattle.
He's not a fan.
Just not comfortable how you're disrespecting the Orientals.
I see a chink in the Patriots' armor, too. That doesn't mean I've given up.
Seattle at St. Louis.
A chunk in the secondary.
I definitely don't think that's appropriate.
No, not at all. That's Andy Rams, Hart, Patriots football week.
And Wayne was on the Bills.
Seattle at St. Louis. Rams by Rams getting one at home.
Well, you know where I'm going here. Seahawks stink.
Sam Chase.
How could anybody figure out where you're going?
They don't really stink, but I'm going to Sam Chase.
He's going to the bathroom. That's where he's going.
My guy's hurt, huh? Steven Jackson?
Yeah.
That's
groin.
Okay. Sam Chase. You guys, just get on the back right here, baby. Carry it to the promised land.
For God's sake.
Troy Aikman-esque?
Eventually, he'll get there. This week, though, Seahawks will get a good road win.
Who just yelled what's going on?
Yeah,
win and cover.
I like the Rams.
Seattle goes to 3-1. Pete Carroll, the Pete Carroll era.
Should have picked them.
Start strong.
3-1.
Lay an egg down the stretch, right?
Is Deion Branch doing anything for them, Freddie?
A little bit.
He caught a couple touchdowns, yeah.
Fumbled as he was going to the end zone last week.
He already has a couple touchdowns?
Yeah. At least
I know he had a touchdown opening week. He fumbled going into the end zone last week.
So he could have had potentially three already?
No, I think he could have had two.
Oh, he said he has a couple.
I thought he had a couple. I know he had at least one.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
He has a pair.
Kevin's jumping on the mic.
12 receptions, 102 yards, one touchdown.
Okay.
12 for 102?
It's not a good average.
No, not at all. It's not C.J. Spiller, but
those
it's
are
not
Ryan,
good.
Those are Ryan Lipka-like averages.
Yeah. It's an 8.5
My nephew, 30.
Average.
All right, we got to hurry. Got to hurry. Indianapolis goes to Jacksonville.
Why do we have to hurry?
It's 1:53.
We have four games left.
Oh, we have more than we have one, two,
and
three.
Why don't we spend more time doing games than arguing about how many games we have left?
We have six games. Indianapolis to Jacksonville.
Okay.
Indy by 7.5.
I will take Indy to win and cover because anytime one of your wide receivers gets involved in a shootout with his girlfriend, her ex-boyfriend.
Who has a laser.
She has a laser sight on her gun and you have to jump out a window. I don't think that's good.
Laser.
Freaking laser.
So, plus I think the Jags stink.
They do stink. Indy's going to win this game by double digits easily.
Why are you talking slow?
I'm going to take the Colts as well. I'm a little worried about that half point because they don't typically blow Jacksonville out, especially down there. But I'll lay the 7.5.
Me too. All right.
Did we put Del Rio on the hot seat in the paper?
I believe he is a perennial member of the hot
seat.
He's
out. This is the year.
Houston goes to Oakland.
Oh.
Houston by 3 on the road.
That's it?
I kind of agree with Fred. That's it?
No road game.
I'll take Houston to win and cover. Bounce back after a disappointing loss that I wanted to really cement them as an elite team and a contender. They just didn't get it done. But, you know, this whole season is kind of about them getting it done, taking the next step. If you're going to do that, you're certainly going to beat the Raiders. I don't care where it is.
Absolutely, and they will do that. Win big. I don't think the Raiders will even get into double digits in scoring.
Good matchup, though. Asamoah and Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I think Johnson's going to win that matchup.
I like Houston, too. I do like the bounce back. nature of the game. Very disappointed. More disappointed that Dallas won than I am that Houston lost. I thought it could be the time for Wade Phillips to lose his job, but
you know, the Battle of Texas, you were all hoping that the Texans would win it, but too bad.
Jerry Jones' head
just
pops off.
Yeah, I got to go with Houston as well in this game. All right, 4:15 on Sunday, Washington goes to Philadelphia. This is an intriguing game for obvious reasons.
Eagles by 6.
Eagles by 6. Whew. I'll take the Eagles to win. Michael Vick is playing great. Everybody knows that the numbers are great. Everybody knows I think it's stupid, and Andy Reid has blown this whole situation the hell up. But he's playing well right now. Ride him while you can. I think the Redskins are not a very good football team.
I agree they're not, but Fred's point that this is going to be an intriguing game, it's going to go into overtime.
Ooh.
And a dog's going to run out of the stands and bite Michael Vick.
Philly wins, so Eagles.
Okay.
And Washington to cover.
Yeah, I'll take the Eagles. I think there'll be too much pressure on McNabb, and he'll wilt as he normally does in big spots, and I'll take the Eagles to win big.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles, too.
Tannehan.
Oh, I like that.
Despite
the
his,
hell's Tannehan?
Shanahan.
Always tanned.
He's orange.
You know, the people are just saying the Redskins just aren't a good team.
He took the Redskin thing too literally.
Huh? Arizona goes to San Diego.
Chargers by 8.
Oof. I'll take the Chargers to win at home.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And cover. I'd like to pick the other team to cover in this game, but the other team has Derek Anderson as its quarterback, so I won't do it.
I've been a little bit disappointed with my Super Bowl pick, the San Diego Chargers.
You should be.
I will pick them to win, however.
John Ross agrees.
I'll take the points. I think Arizona will keep it close. Somehow.
The only way San Diego doesn't cover in this game is if they score less than 9 points. I think Arizona is awful offensively. Obviously, I'm exaggerating. I'll take the Chargers.
Did they lose Fitzgerald? Larry Fitzgerald? Is he hurt?
I don't know. He used to get injured.
Last I saw, he was playing, but Derek Anderson's just not the answer. I'll take the Chargers.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers too, but a backdoor cover for Arizona. Chicago goes to the new Giants Stadium to take on the Giants.
Giants by 4.
I don't like the Giants, so I'm going to take the Bears.
G-Man!
I think we saw the best and worst of Cutler all wrapped up last week in victory. I think you get an all-good performance this week on the road. Bears, 4-0.
What'd you say the point the spread was?
Giants by 4.
It's a layup. I love when he gets cocky.
I'm taking the Giants, and I'll take them to cover as well. I think coming off that big road win against Green Bay, not going to happen 2 weeks in a row.
That was at home.
Was it at home?
Yeah.
That's okay. I still don't think they're going to win a big game on the
road.
I
wonder why he's not on TV.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants as well. I don't like the Giants either. I think your description of the Giants is exactly how I feel. There's something missing there. Coughlin, this is it. This is how it ends for those guys. Those disciplined guys, this is how it ends.
Well, it's
they
also,
tune them out.
Those two guys,
squawking.
They rode like 2 months of good football to this. Tom Coughlin was going to be fired in October of 07 or November
Reese.
Of 07. Yeah. Jerry Reese. No. And the other guy. I'm including Manning in there. He's not the guy who beat the Patriots.
No,
he had a nice little run. He's not that guy for
the long term. No, he doesn't
the
have
the term.
Upstairs
too
that his
skinny.
Brother
He's
has.
Too dweeby.
Yeah. I agree. I think too Chicago hickey, all the
Pete
way.
Pete Shepard would say.
Who, what?
He's too hicky.
He's
more of a hick.
There's something about that. He's like J.T. O'Sullivan. He is not the leader of men and the quarterback you want.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
Yeah, Chicago all the way. And finally, we didn't skip over it. We got to it. New England.
With just enough time to get it in.
Oh, it's 1:59.
It'll be
John Alamo clock is a little slow.
El Duque.
New England goes to Miami, Monday Night Football, big game, AFC East.
Yep.
Doesn't get any bigger than this in the regular season.
Well, unless you go by week 11, you have to wait. Andy, the Patriots favored by 1.
Well, I'm going to go with the upset.
John Rook shaking his head.
I think this is a tough spot for the Patriots. I do have this little good feeling that for some reason there's going to be big plays from this defense, and I don't know why.
Because the defense can't play worse.
Maybe that's it.
It can't get worse than what we've seen in
maybe
three
I think we'll see a flashback to week 1 where I thought guys are flying around. Maybe they'll get some hands on some balls and pickoffs and fumbles. But I just can't
get hands on a lot of balls
predict, mostly my own, but I just can't predict it to happen. So I'll go with the upset. I'll take the points with the Dolphins.
I'm going with the upset as well, Paul. I think
he's got his hands on a lot of balls.
I think the Dolphins at home, it's always a tough place for New England to play. They're going to win this. Dolphins are going to win this game.
Yeah.
Not by a whole lot, but they'll win. 28-24.
I'm with you. And usually, you know, you don't usually see the upsets like this where everybody agrees across the board like that. But, yeah, I'm going to go with the upset. I mean, everybody's on the Patriots. I'm going with Miami.
Yeah, everybody's on the Patriots.
I'm just telling you who the favorite is.
This cannot stand. I'm going to go
he's
with the Patriots.
He's got a small penis and he's drunk a lot. That's
why not?
So
well, there's a shock.
Why not? Hey, somebody's got to stick up for him. Somebody has
John
to.
Rook,
I was so
wrong.
You,
kid away in?
I'm with the majority rules.
Of course, everybody.
Oh, so you like
Miami.
The Patriots?
No.
Oh.
The majority in this room, I
majority
think.
Majority in this room.
Oh, in this room.
Oh.
Sucky, sucky, sucky. No, in all honesty, I said it on our TV show. I think the Dolphins are one of the more well-spread, balanced teams.
But they're not
football.
Good at any.
No, you know, great at anything.
They're okay right. at everything.
They're pretty good at a lot of stuff. They
and they're
can
at home,
run.
So
they
should have the advantage.
Their quarterback is developing.
I would say Brandon Marshall's one of the best receivers
oh, no,
in the
Brandon
league.
Marshall's excellent.
Yeah, yeah but their passing game is
but
not
their
elite.
Their passing game is
he
not
is
elite.
An elite.
Their
aspect.
Running game is yeah. not elite. Their defense is not elite. Their special teams are not elite. They're good at everything.
But they don't
not
suck
great
at anything either. They're middle. They're pretty good at every balanced.
Yeah.
I like it.
No, it's true.
More balanced.
But
than
Eric
the Patriots,
Eric right. just hit the nail on the head, and that's what I said to you earlier. It's home. I'm going with the home field. The Patriots right. haven't played well down there, even with Belichick. You know, Brady's 3-5. Belichick's 4-6
true.
In Miami.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm. Going
I got somebody's got to stick up for the home team.
You picked the Patriots, but are you? What was the phrase
yeah.
when you went?
Why
to
don't
New
you
York?
Get
mentally
it out now?
Prepared to
are
lose?
You mentally prepared to lose?
Yes, because at the beginning of the year, when I said that they were going to be 11-5, one of those five losses was in Miami.
So now the fans know how to take your picks. Yeah.
You know, so
you're really expecting
with
them to
less
lose.
Than a grain of salt.
Yeah,
because when you pick them to go 11-5,
I'm hoping that
during
they
the
win,
course of 16 games, you never pick against them.
This is the first time that I've ever picked the team just out of hope,
just to prove that someone still has hope.
Seriously, right. First time.
Yeah, out of hope. All the other times, I really think that you know they're the better team and they
really?
Should win. Why shouldn't I?
Glenn Woodway,
where have you been the last 10 years, John?
Right here, where you at?
You don't think that this has been a good team over the last 10 years?
It's not invincible.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, but it seems like every time you select the Patriots. Paul just said that.
Not every
you
time.
Select
I
the
picked
Patriots,
against them a few times.
You selected
times.
Them to go 11-5, and every week you're picking the Patriots.
I picked against the Patriots, and I've lost.
But you never pick five times against the Patriots. You say 11-5, but you will not pick against the Patriots
well, when
five
it comes
times.
To that week, then you see how it – but, you know.
Conditions on the ground.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And yeah, the team's worse than when the season started.
Thank you, Eric.
And just so you know, and just so you know, if the conditions haven't sufficiently changed for you right now, they never will.
Yeah. Well, somebody's got to pick for the Patriots. I'm sticking by them.
All right, baby. That's
so good. When they win, I'll be the one who was right.
That's true.
When they win.
Oh,
you just
wow.
said you think they're going to
lose.
But as I get closer, I convince myself.
At minutes,
he
does have extra
closer.
Time this week. He's got that extra day to convince himself
I'm
that
come
they
up
can
with
win.
Reasons
yeah,
why.
But conversely, the other side, now if they lose, he has less time to get himself. Well,
he's
well,
got
the
bye week.
He
so
has
that's
the
good
bye.
For
be okay.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. And coming up is John Rook with Playbook. John, I'm sure you're going to continue with the negativity.
No.
And
what makes you think I'm going
to
continue
well,
with the
we've been
negativity.
Getting emails to all these shows saying that we're just too negative.
Well,
did you not read them?
Believe me. Oh, yeah. We've read them.
Sure.
We've read most of them on the air as well.
Right.
If people think that we're being overly negative, all I can say is watch the games.
Wow.
Watch the game.
The truth is never mean.
No, it's just true. I don't
Freddie
know
didn't like that answer.
If anything, I think we're actually trying to kind of like do it on the other side here.
Yeah.
I think we're actually being quite positive about this team. I mean, we said before the year started, 2-2 going into the bye week, that's not bad for
exactly.
this division.
So
they're in pretty good shape.
Right, so then why are we negative?
I don't know.
Negative.
Well, we're picking them to lose, so they're going to be 2-2.
Lose,
and they're going to be exactly what we thought they were going
to
be.
Suggesting that they might lose a game on the road to Miami
you know
is not
get,
negative.
We're going to get good national perspective because the Professor John Clayton coming up in the next.
Oh, that's right. You have a lot of guests. You have Russell Baxter.
Good.
You have John Clayton.
John Clayton.
Is he expecting
we're
Brady to hold out because he doesn't like
the
new
national perspective? Is all right.
Okay, good.
He'll pick a winner.
It's a possibility, Andy.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next Tuesday.